This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That right there reminded me of you, bro.
Yeah, no, when I saw it, I was like, yo, I be doing the same shit.
When that being said,
Clown Boys.
Is that Chris?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot. We love you. Even though it's not hot.
And welcome to episode 95. Shout out to all the listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, TikTok, and Patreon.
Patreons, I get your own personal shout out in the end. We're 5 episodes away from 100 episodes, which is fucking
crazy.
Insane.
That's crazy, bro.
That's fucking insane, bro.
But welcome, guys. I know the setup is like a little like, you know, close and personal, whatever, because the only reason why is because we're recording in my house and... And we bought the small cloth instead of the big cloth. And, yeah, so if you don't hear no birds chirping in the background, that you know why. And let us know what you guys think. Do you guys like the birds chirping in the background to make you seem like you're at home? Or do you guys like the nothing in the background with, like, just fucking static or whatever?
And also, next week we'll probably go back to the regular setup and shit. This is just literally for this week, like you said.
Taisha, yeah, bro. But again, shout out to everybody, bro. Shout out to everybody that shows love again to like the episodes that we've been posted, bro. I fucking love ya.
Blood is having tequila on the rocks.
Yeah, guys. So today I had like a long ass day. So, you know, I had to pour up a drink for ya. Shout out to ya. Salute to everybody, all the hardworking parents. Shout out to ya. Shout out to all the hardworking people in general.
What is it? Arriba? Arriba?
Arriba, abajo,
pa'l centro,
pa'l dentro. Yo, that's mad cringe. I hate when people say that. Why? Nah, this is just ginger ale, guys.
Yeah, we don't drink. We didn't drink, guys. We don't condone drinking, even though it's okay if you drink or whatever.
YouTube, it's ginger ale. Literally ginger ale. I'm not even lying.
But like, again, before we do start the podcast, I do want to give some happy birthday shout-outs just in the beginning, just to get it like out the way and stuff. And I want to save the like supporter shout-outs in the end or whatever. I do want to say happy birthday to, where is that? I screenshotted it. So happy birthday to rtb.lev. You DM'd us and you said you want a happy birthday shout out. Your birthday is on February 5th. And when this podcast comes out, it's going to be, I think, the 7th, I believe. But happy early birthday for you, or happy late birthday for you. We fucking love you. Thank you for supporting the podcast.
What's the name?
Rtb.lev.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, rtb.lev. RTB.lev. Happy birthday to you.
And again, I want to say happy birthday to
I saw that.
Happy birthday to my boy Joey, my girl's brother. His birthday's coming up as well. When this podcast comes out, it'll still be before his birthday. But shout out to you, bro. Fucking love you. And yeah. Let's get this fucking podcast going, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't know if you want to start with a weekly recap. I don't know if you even had like an interesting week or not.
So my weekly recap, it just literally revolved around me fixing my car, bro. That's literally the only thing I did. Again,
I think, bro.
I think my car is cursed or whatever, or it's probably because I've been using it a lot or whatever. But it has something to do with the brakes, because whenever I broke or whatever,
it's screeching.
Yeah, tight shit. Like it felt like something was like dragging. I don't know what the problem would have been, but like it's fixed now. And then my lights, like they dimmed at certain times, and that was something to do with like some wires or whatever. It was a quick fix, nothing too expensive. But yeah, but again, it kind of hurt because like it's February. Oh, and guys, we're in February now, so happy February to you guys.
Bro.
We're recording this on the 2nd, and yeah, since it's February. Valentine's Day is coming up, and then I have my mom's birthday, then I have my girl's mom's birthday too, and then obviously my girl's brother's birthday too. My birthday's in February, whatever.
Damn,
that shit, bro.
So bills on bills,
and then bills. Oh my gosh, yeah, bro. But whatever, bro. And also this month we should be releasing the merch, hopefully.
Not hopefully. We're gonna be releasing the merch soon. We just have to get a couple things ready. I know a lot of people were commenting like, oh, yeah, when are y'all releasing merch? When are y'all releasing merch? Y'all better release a merch before a certain date.
Before April, but it definitely will be before April.
It's definitely going to be this month for sure. We just, like I said, get a couple things together. The design is being finished as we speak. We already got the shirts that we're going to be using, which is good quality. I said that last episode and stuff. Yeah. Shirts are going to be fire and stuff. Yeah, the only thing that's missing is just putting literally getting the screen like
printed
and stuff and putting it on the shirt.
Yeah.
Take pictures with it. Let y'all see it. And then if you guys want to buy.
I'm letting y'all know right now, bro. So the way I see these shirts looking, like I see them as you could wear them with like some cool ass outfit, or you could wear at the gym for pump cover or whatever. When it comes to pump covers, I definitely would size up for them, because even though like they won't shrink, if you want like that baggy look, definitely size up or whatever. And also when it comes to the merch, I'm just excited, bro. I see the love that we've been getting in the comments on YouTube. Like people were like, yo, I'm gonna be the first one to cop it.
Yeah, YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, like, bro. So shout out to everybody who's been waiting on us, and yeah, we can't wait to show ya what we cooked up.
Also, like he said, like it's not just like, because I feel like when people release merch, it's so obvious like that it's merch, like all like
looks corny.
Yeah, like it looks like fucking some shit you get like at Six Flags that says Six Flags and shit, like mad basic and like ugly low key. But like he said, you could wear it just going out regular day. Like it's not just mad obvious, oh shit, it's a YouTuber shirt and shit. Nah, bro, it's like a regular shirt that's fire, you know?
Yeah. But again, that was basically my weekly recap, bro. What the fuck? What about you, bro?
I mean, my weekly recap, just very productive again. Worked out. Got notes early. I hope you guys worked out this week. I'm going to keep saying it every week and shit, guys, because I saw some comments and stuff saying, yo, y'all got me into working out. Now I'm working out a lot and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that shit too.
So, like, I'm proud of you guys, whoever's, like, actually, you know, working out. And if you're not, it's whatever. It's not that serious. It's not the end of the world. But if you do want to, you could follow the journey along with me and shit.
Yeah.
He's been working out, so it's technically with us.
That shit, yeah.
So join the journey with us, guys. Keep making ourselves better and stuff. And yeah, we got to get these summer bodies, guys.
So a lot of shit has been happening recently, like trending topics worldwide or whatever. But I don't know if you want to like bring something up that's not like trending or whatever, if you have like a regular topic, because I mean, I have a bunch of shit, bro.
I did want to talk about something, you know, like I don't know, well, something that happened to me, right, literally just like recent and shit, just now kind of. And basically, like, one of my cousins, shout out to her, like, it's no hate or nothing and shit, nothing like that. But like, she basically told me about like, oh, like an opportunity and stuff.
Okay.
Like for a career and shit, like fire department, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, like, I said, like, I don't need it, right? I don't need it, like, I don't need a career, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like, so there's certain people, I don't know if that's how she is, that's how she took it or whatever, that's what she thinks, but I feel like certain people think, like, they still think that what I'm doing isn't, like, a serious career. Mm. Or it's just kind of wasting my time, where I'm just fucking around, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like, basically, like, what I'm trying to get at is like, to do this, like, to do anything that doesn't show results right away, which is everything in everything you do in life, right?
Yeah.
You have to really like be like mentally focused and shit, and not let other people's opinions or let other people what they think interfere with anything that you're doing and shit, you know? Because yeah. if you base anything that what you're doing on how somebody else thinks or how somebody else feels, bro, you're not gonna get far, bro.
And you're never gonna be happy.
Literally. So it's like, whenever, if you guys are focused on anything and stuff, like regarding fucking anything, bro, like, oh, you wanna start playing soccer, taking more serious, basketball more serious, you wanna actually be a doctor now, like anything, right? That you feel like people think it's is impossible for you, just block those opinions constantly, bro. Like,
yeah.
That shit, it doesn't matter what the fuck. If they don't see the progress and stuff, if they don't take it serious, bro, it doesn't matter, bro. As long as you take that shit serious, you know what the fuck is going on behind closed doors and stuff. You know what I mean? Because I could have, like, I don't know why I take that shit personal, but I really take that shit personal. Like,
yeah, I was going to ask, like, do you think... Do you think she...
She didn't mean it in a dickhead way.
No, but like open...
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like that's what it was. That it came out of love and shit. Like, yeah. I know it came out of love and stuff, but like, I just take it like deep down inside, I take it personal, like for some reason. Like, because in my... The way I see things, right? And maybe I should have told her this, you know, because she's my cousin. I fuck with her. Like, I don't hate her or anything. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her for trying to help me and shit, right? Like, but the way I see it in my eyes, if my cousin... was, or somebody I knew was doing some shit, and I saw like, yo, like, it's low key going somewhere, bro, I wouldn't like try to offer them things to like
deter them from that.
Yeah, from that. Cause it's like, bro, like, what if I don't have time to do that? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have no time to focus on something else, bro. It's I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't have to. Basically is what I'm trying to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure she meant to out of love and shit. But
did you think her saying that she wasn't looking at what you've grown so far? Or
Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe it is that. Or maybe it's because, like, I'm still in the same position. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't really, like, financial-wise, I haven't, like, drastically changed. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Obviously,
we see, like, the small amount of money or whatever that we get from this and stuff. But... eventually, it'll turn into
a big amount, what
we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's what it is, you know? Because to a lot of people, the followers that we have now is like, bro, a lot. Even though it's a little bit.
Yeah.
But to other people, it's like, yo, bro, y'all blew up. Y'all famous now, this and that, bro. Even though it's nowhere near that, you know what I mean? So to them, it's probably like, you should have been moved out.
Or you should have had a lot of bread by now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you should have, bro. You should have... had a house and shit, you know what I mean? Done the videos that YouTubers make and shit, like, oh, like, I bought my mom a house, or I bought my parents a car, or my friend a car. But I mean, it's really not like that, you know?
Yeah, when it comes to that, like, for people that don't really understand the, I guess, how social media works, or are still confused, so it's simple. People who have a lot of followers, let's say even if we had 1 million followers or whatever, sometimes that can't really... translate into how much money we get.
Yeah, it's not like it's $1 million.
And followers usually also don't match with views also. Like, you can have 10 million subscribers and then you only get like 1 million views. That's still a lot of views, but I'm just saying, like, you're not gonna, if you have 100k, you're not gonna have 100k liking your picture or like video, whatever. Usually it's like a small fraction of that.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I know it's gonna get there, so it's, yeah, I'm not really tripping about it. I'm just like, to people out there going through some shit like that, I mean, because everybody's going to have opinions about what's going on and shit with what you're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't listen to them. Just keep focusing on your path. Like, make sure, like, you believe in yourself completely with whatever you're doing, which goes into a video I'm about to show now.
Because I was just going to say, it literally went with the video you just showed in the beginning.
Yeah, so, but this is a completely different video. It's just something that I came across.
Mm.
And this is from, a channel who doesn't monetize their videos or, like, basically, they make no money off of this YouTube channel. They do it on purpose, though. And it's called Grave Mind and stuff.
Okay.
And the name of the video is The Mind of Man Can Lift Anything. And that's not to the people out there who think, like, only they're talking about only men.
Talking about just humans in general?
Humankind, man. Yeah. mankind, yeah. basically, right? Just watch the video.
Wherever you find a person doing an outstanding job and getting outstanding results, you find a person with a good attitude. These people take the attitude toward themselves that they can accomplish what they set out to accomplish. They take the attitude that achievement is the natural order of things, and it is. They have a healthy attitude toward themselves and, as a result, toward life and the things they want to accomplish. They have goals. They have a burning desire to succeed despite all handicaps. They know exactly what they want. They think about it every day of their lives. It gets them up in the morning and it keeps them giving their very best all day long. It's the last thing they think about before dropping off to sleep at night. They have a vision of exactly what they want to do, and that vision carries them over every obstacle. It's been said that what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Yeah, that quote right there, what the mind can conceive,
it could achieve,
and believe, it could achieve. And that's a fact, bro. That's a fact, you know, because, bro, right now, sometimes, like, that little, like, shit could have, like, what my cousin said, I could have been, like, and the reason why this whole conversation come up is because, well, I was on the way here, like, in the car and stuff, I was thinking how, like, there was so many times where I could have, if I was a different type of person, I could have been, like, you know what, like, I'm a basically, like, have a career and make this shit as my side thing, you know, like, because I could have. Yeah. So many times, bro. So many times. And I saw the opportunities in my hands and, like, in front of me, bro. But I'm hard-headed and shit. And I'm just thinking I'm all in with this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all in here. I don't care, like, what opportunities I get outside, because I know this is... that those opportunities aren't even going to matter, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to waste my time. That's how I see it, bro. I'm just going to waste my time doing that shit. Because I could do it. I could easily become a firefighter. I know I can. I could pass the test. I could become an EMT. I know I could do it, bro. I'm, like, mad smart. I know I could do this shit. But it's just a waste of my time. And I don't want to do it because I feel like no need to do it because I got this.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for me to do that, bro. Mm-hmm. And other people are probably like, oh, you're fucking, like, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? You could, like, do that crazy shit. Yeah, but, bro...
I mean,
I know what's gonna happen, and what we could achieve, bro.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like you said before, and like videos you showed me previously before in previous episodes, in order to do something like this or anything big, you have to be delusional. No matter what, bro. Like, that's a good example. Like, she probably, in her, even though she probably, maybe not think this, but maybe deep down inside, like, yo, he's crazy for doing this.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's you, it's your life, it's your choice, and it's what you want, so.
Yeah, and maybe I am crazy, bro, but at least I have the courage to do this shit, bro.
But every single fucking creator that you see right now that's big, good example, they just showed, Phantom and Kaisenat, I'm pretty sure a lot of people call them crazy for doing, like, the shit that they're doing, bro. The whole fucking, like, Kai saying that, instead of going to parties and shit, he would be editing with this fucking hard drive, whatever. People are gonna think, like, yo, you're mad weird for doing that. And sometimes I felt that way whenever I would, like, be like, nah, I gotta edit. But
Nah, no. Don't ever think that shit, like.
No. But yeah. Before, yeah. I don't feel like that no more. But before, yeah. I would feel like that, because then whenever I wouldn't, like, hang out and be like, yo, where's George, whatever, like, oh, he's editing. And or whenever I have to say, like, oh, I'm editing, I feel like people are gonna be like, like, really?
But that's good, though, you know, like, because the fact that you're doing stuff that, because, you know, that quote, in order to get stuff that, or in order to do stuff, in order to basically be different, you have to do things that not everybody else is doing, bro. Yeah. Basically be different, literally, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be different, you'll get different results from everybody else, bro, the big crowd, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, guys. Believe in yourselves, whatever you guys are doing and shit, regardless of whatever it is, small goals, big goals, it could happen, bro. Remember that shit. I forgot the line already. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you could achieve.
Facts.
Bro, keep that shit in mind constantly, bro. Make that shit your motto whenever you wake up, go to sleep. All right, you fucked up today. It was a hard day today, bro. Tomorrow's gonna be a new day. You got it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I wanted to say and shit. Cause, I felt like, to the people out there who even just working out, you know what I'm saying? And I know I sound like a broken record and shit, but I am working out, so it doesn't matter. But that's a small goal to somebody. And there's people out there who probably thought, like, yo, I'm too fat. I can't even go to the gym and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, that'll never be me. Like, I'll never look like that.
Oh, I'm too skinny.
Oh, I'm too skinny. I'll never have a fat ass. Or I'm too fat. Like, I don't even want to be in the gym. Everybody's going to look at me and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a small example, bro. But you got it, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I mean, again, shout out to you guys just for always being, like, upfront with us, like, honest and shit, and just being supportive and stuff. And yeah, bro, like,
that's like our friends, bro, on some real shit. Like, they're literally like our friends.
Yeah, and shout out to those comments that said, oh, never stop the regular segment. Because I know we explained that last podcast, the regular segment. And they were like, never stop the regular segment. Somebody said, I enjoy the yapping. Or someone said, that the regular segment is when the clowns come out, which is, like, I guess, the clown boys segment. Like, the clown boy us. And then I guess the fucking
is the Unnoticed podcast.
Yeah, bro. But like either way, bro.
Damn, that's a good way to put it, bro.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. But either way, that shit fire, and like it made me happy and stuff. So shout out to you guys and stuff. But moving on to like, I want to get into some like serious shit.
Okay.
So obviously, we saw the whole thing that's been going on with Texas, right? And we have a lot of Texas supporters too, and just Hispanic supporters in general, but. I do want to talk about that whole situation and stuff and what you think and, like, you know, what's going on and stuff.
So, I didn't really do too much research on the topic. All I know is that basically, like, Texas is trying to become their own, like, thing, like...
Own country
or whatever, apart from the United States and shit. And apparently, for the longest time, they had the capabilities of doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think... This isn't, like, something new because I remember people saying this, like...
A couple years ago,
saying that, oh, Texas could basically be their own country and shit if they wanted to. And I think what triggered it was, like, the government was saying something about letting people into the borders.
In this recent one?
I think so.
No, this one, Biden basically said, yo, open up the borders, let the people in. And then Texas was like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And then their army, they showed up.
Their own military. Yeah,
they showed up to the border with like barbed wire trying to like prevent people from crossing or whatever. And in my opinion, bro, when it comes to that, like, I agree with what Texas is doing. I'm on Texas side with this. Because we already had, like, because I've seen a bunch of videos, bro. And this goes into like another thing, whatever. But basically, people saying how. You guys are letting a lot of immigrants in or whatever, and you guys are giving them free housing, but the people who've been working here for a long time with papers and like they pay their taxes off and stuff, they're still struggling to live they're living fucking paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And now people that are coming in new, you guys decided to give them free housing and stuff. It's the same situation that happened not too long ago, in I think it was in Harlem or in Manhattan or whatever, the shit I told you with like the immigrants coming in. Eric Adams basically letting them stay in a hotel, and then whenever I think the snowstorm happened, or I forgot what happened, but they basically the snowstorm. They basically had like the immigrants stay in schools for shelter or whatever. But what I want to say to that is like it's not really fair to the people who've been here and stuff and like worked their asses off.
Yeah. Well, what I have to say with that is because I did see a couple of videos and stuff, and people basically coming at like certain people that are coming over. Because I mean, yo, listen, like my parents, his parents, and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course.
Like immigrants and shit. You know what I'm saying? But never once has my mom sat in a corner and asked people for money, bro. Like, and there's people out there getting free shit, sitting in the corner and begging for money and stuff, and like, bro. That's not where you should be coming to this, like, where we live, this country, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, this country. You shouldn't be coming over here for a better life and stuff by begging, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, our parents came over here and busted their asses off, bro. They never got a free handout. Obviously, like, there is some government support with, like, food stamps and shit like that. Like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite about that. But, I mean, they really needed it, bro, on some fucking cleaning toilets and stuff. Like, my mom, bro, single parent, you know what I'm saying? Clean toilets and shit. Like, she couldn't afford anything, you know what I'm saying? And, And like, bro, but she, not once did she really beg for money, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then there's people over here too who are in corners, not even begging, bro, selling something, trying to, you know, trying to get their money like the honorable way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I seen a couple videos of, there was this one specific video of a guy, he was recording and stuff, and some guy came up to him. He's like, "Yo, bro, like, you don't have $10? Like, I'm trying to get like some tacos or something." And he's like, "Oh, like, nah, I don't have $10. I got $2. I don't know if that helps you." He's like, $2? Nah, $10. And then he's like, "Bro, like, I don't have the money. Like, I don't want to give you ten, but I could get you a job. Like, at my spot, they have like jobs and stuff. You could put mad hours in, you can get mad bread." He's like, "Bro, I came to you for money. I didn't come to you for a job. Keep your fucking money. I'm out of here." Bruh. Like, what the... This was all in Spanish. Spanish-speaking people, bro. And I feel like the people like that make everybody else look bad, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, bro. Like, those are people that gets me triggered the most. I'm not talking about the people who actually want to come here to work for a better opportunity. I'm talking about the people who come here expecting handouts and free shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that is the problem. You know, those people are the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like... Bro, coming here, bro, is to, like, get more money and shit. Because over there, bro, like, what can you really do, bro? You could obviously have, like, a little stand and stuff, sell shit in the mercado or whatever you want to say. Like, whatever jobs are over there, I don't live there, so I don't know what the fuck there is to do. But over here, bro, you have, like, other jobs, bro. You could fucking do the off-the-book shit, construction worker. You have the people in the kitchen, bro. All the people in the kitchen are immigrants, bro. There's a Turkish restaurant here on the island and shit. Turkish, bro. I saw... The motherfuckers getting out the cooks, they were Mexicans, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, all the Italian spots, Mexicans. All the Spanish spots, Mexicans. From Spain, Mexicans and shit. Yeah. Bro, all these spots, bro, they're Mexicans working there, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, or not just Mexicans. Different. Immigrants, yeah. Bro. Basically immigrants coming over here to basically grind, bro. And then people are saying like, oh, they just come over here to fuck shit up. It's not them, bro. It's the people like that.
Yeah.
Coming over here fucking shit
and
up.
There was a situation that happened in Queens. Because since my girl lives in Queens or whatever. And it's the same immigrants that Eric Adams was handling or whatever. Yeah. And they started migrating to Queens or whatever. Like some of them. And they're basically causing havoc there too. Crime shit. Stealing stuff. And there was this one incident where... she has a cousin who was, I think, on his way to order pizza. And obviously younger than us. And, like, this group of, like, immigrants, like, stopped him and was, like, basically trying to sell him some socks or whatever. I think it was socks or some shoes. And they were telling him a price. And then they basically ended up scamming him. And whenever he went back home, he told them what happened. They went back to confront them. They were like, "Nah, I'll just give you half of what he gave us or whatever." But it's just, like... A lot of stuff that they're doing that's not right, and it's like it's affecting obviously other people, innocent people and shit too.
Yeah,
so.
Bro, they have some weird shit, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really we could do. It's just
yeah,
like,
there isn't, bro. And also, like, it's kind of fucked up because, I mean, first of all, you know, like it's like a kind of tricky situation with homeless people for me and shit. Because yeah, like homeless people deserve help and stuff. Then you think about like your parents and shit, and you're like, bro, like, how come they never went homeless, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like...
And they're not even from here.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying, bro? There's motherfuckers that were born here. How the fuck do you become homeless, bro? On some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro. Because sometimes that situation is tricky.
Like, obviously, like, maybe you're some catastrophe, bro. Your house could get burned and stuff like that. Bro, but all I know, bro, all I know is that if my mom, let's say our house burned down or some shit happened, bro. Bro, she would try to figure it out, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, maybe you obviously have to, like, be in a shelter or some shit or, like, be homeless for a little bit, but we'll figure it out, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? And it's fucking crazy that you have people who were born here begging in the corner for money, bro, and you got people who weren't even born here, bro, immigrants and shit. And I'm not saying they're better and stuff, but I'm just saying that you got people who are immigrants selling shit in the corner, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro.
But also, I feel you got to think about it like this, too. So the homeless people, sometimes, catastrophe, whatever. So if that happens, I feel like you guys have family to help you out a little bit. Or, like, maybe, like, they'll let you stay at their house for a bit so you guys, you know, get back on your feet. But I feel like some people, they don't have family to help them. Some people like are drug addicts and then their family doesn't want nothing to do with them. And again, going back to the family that wanted to help them, that basically ends up like crushing them, like mentally wise, and then
fucking everything up.
Yeah. So like, just imagine that. Like, it's easy for us to say that, but when it comes down to it, and like you have no help, what the fuck are you gonna do? I get, of course, if you have the hustle mentality, you can figure it out because you probably know what you're gonna do. But still, sometimes people don't have that.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel bad sometimes, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Unless like the guy.
Like, I mean, I feel bad because I mean I do give money and shit because I mean I have it and they don't and shit. Yeah. But it's just. That's just how my mom thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. she'd be telling me that sometimes. She'd be like, there'd be people in the corner and shit opening doors and stuff, like in port.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be a guy who opens the door and shit for people and stuff. And then he gets mad when they don't give him anything, bro. But, like, my mom is out there, 50 years old, bro, cleaning shit in toilets, bro. Like, bro, and you're a tall-ass man, bro. You're telling me you can't get a job?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like... Come on, bro. Be for real.
I agree.
Like, bro, I'm pretty sure he's stronger than me, taller than me, bro. And motherfucker can't get a job, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying maybe. All right, whatever. Like the whole like situation. Maybe he can't get a job because he stinks or whatever. Nobody wants to talk to him and shit. But, bro, I've seen videos of people offering homeless people jobs, bro. There's people out there who are good enough to help people like that, bro. They could get you go to the right people, bro. They'll find a job for you. And set you up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
sometimes they don't want it.
They don't want to, bro.
Yeah.
But let me know if I sound controversial with that shit. You guys can comment it down, all the hate and stuff. But, I mean, I'm not the fucking richest person ever, bro. I'm not someone, like, all with mad money and stuff to talk down on people, bro. I'm from the struggle as well, bro. But I seen my mom hustle OD. Like I said, clean shit from toilets and stuff. And never begging for money, bro. Then you got people out here with more opportunities than her. She didn't even know how to speak the language when she got here, bro. Motherfuckers were born here. I'm pretty sure they could have gotten a job at McDonald's, bro. They could have stayed there their whole life, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Also, another thing I saw, too, like what's going on in Europe right now, too. Like, Europe is basically erupting. Like, not volcano-wise.
I didn't see nothing about that.
But basically, what's going on is throughout Europe, you have like farmers basically protesting and rebelling against their government because of their like policies are like out of control. You have the farmers going out with their tractors in like the roads and stuff, dropping like waste, destroying parking lots with like their tractors again, like the actual concrete and shit.
Yeah,
they have them dropping like stuff in highways, so like to block traffic, basically again to protest and stuff. And what else? Oh, spraying like sewage on like government buildings and stuff. But what I want to get with that is it's crazy how the way Europe is, like how different they are. It is over there compared to here. Cause I feel like right here we don't really like do shit to make the government be like, oh, let's actually change. Let's actually listen to the people. Let's actually like fucking do some shit. But I feel like in Europe. They, when like the people, especially France, because I know France gets wild, when they be protesting, whenever like they believe in something, bro, they go hard, bro.
Maybe we should be more like that, bro.
Yeah, I feel like we should.
You know, but it's different too, like the way of living, because I talked about this before. I feel like in other countries and shit, it's different, like, because I remember somebody from, like, used to live in Spain. Like I was working and stuff, and he was a truck driver that came, and he had told me like how life is different over there.
Yeah,
the work days are shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could be wrong. Anybody from a different country, like over there in Europe and shit,
let us know.
Let us know how it is. But he told me like it's different over here. Like all you do is work, little rest, little to get at home and shit. Over there is like a little bit shorter days, earlier days or whatever.
Yeah,
go home earlier, get to spend more time with your family and shit. And maybe it's just like people be too tired to do it. Maybe all they're just focused on like surviving and shit. That they forget about all the other stuff, even though they should. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like
maybe they're like, it'll get solved by itself.
To be lazy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe we're just too pussy to do it. I don't know.
Even after like the last podcast, I saw like two more videos that I'm gonna show you, whatever. of like about the fucking economy, how it's fucked again. And it hit me too, cause I've never heard like a grown adult saying that they feel bad for our generation, and like how we're gonna do it. It's a little long. I'm not gonna go through it all. Maybe I'll go through it all.
Man, I'll tell you what, I sure do feel sorry for the younger kids now, man. Holy shit, everything's way out of fucking control, man. Rent, food. I don't know how you kids are gonna do it, man. When I was growing up, and I'm talking like early 90s, 92, 93, when I was about your age, I was in my mid-20s, you could just be a laborer, right? You could just be working for a landscaping company and make $400. My rent that I had, this was 94, 95. I had a one-bedroom apartment that had a nice pool, had a gym, had a jacuzzi. It was right on the river here in Florida. My rent was $380 a month. Okay. My car payment was like $160. My car insurance was like $50. We didn't have cell phones back then. I mean, they were out, but I didn't have one. I just had a regular landline. I think my phone bill was like $24 a month. Cable's like $30. And electric, now, even during the summer, I think the most I ever spent on electric bill was no more than $70 a month. All together, my total bill, and this doesn't include my food, my entertainment, clothing, or anything like that, I'm just talking about basic bills, was $800 a month. So in 2 weeks of work, a regular laborer could afford that. That gives that person $800 to spend on what they call disposable income. That's where you can buy your food, gas, entertainment, shit. You could, back then, you could go out and see a band, shoot pool, buy beers. You'd spend no more than $30, $35, if that. Go see a movie with $4.
Shit. Yeah, bro.
Get a steak dinner for $11, $10. It's out of control. I feel so sorry for your kids. I don't know how far you're gonna do it, man. It's not the way it used to be. And this was just a short 25 years ago. When it was just fuck. You didn't need a college degree. You could, like I said, you could be a laborer and easily have all your bills paid in 2 weeks worth of work, and that gave you your last 2 weeks of the month to just do whatever you wanted.
Heard that?
Yeah, it was only $800 to go do shit, but it was cheap back then. Like I said, you could go out to a movie or go to a bar, shoot pool, watch a band, and pay, you know, spend $25. That was about the average. And have a great time, man. Go dancing and all kind of stuff like that. So I feel for you guys. Wow, man. I don't know how you guys are going to do it, man. God bless you, man. Shit, man. I feel so sorry for you guys, man.
Yeah. It was getting me, like, because whenever he was explaining, like, the bills and just how much he had to pay compared to now, bro, what he explained is, like, yo, we, like I said, we live paycheck to paycheck. And if you're not making a certain amount, you're basically fucked, bro. Because a fucking apartment now, a one-bedroom apartment is, like, OD. $1,000-something.
$1,500.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, as compared to what the fuck he just said.
From what I've been seeing, because I've been wanting to move out.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah, like, bro. And it's only one bedroom.
Yeah, from $1,200 to like $1,800.
Yeah, bro. So.
And keep in mind, bro. A regular paycheck, bro, is $600 a week.
Mm-hmm. And we have to pay. And we have to, like, people, because I saw more videos like to this topic. People have to work 40. 50, 60, 70 hours.
To afford it.
To afford this shit. And sometimes it's so struggling too. Yeah, I saw somebody say, yo, I make $100,000 a year and I'm still struggling. I'm still like kind of broke. How is that possible?
No, yeah, that's crazy.
Bro, this is getting so insane, bro. And you said that shit like, turned off, right?
Yeah, I feel like the only way to make it
is to be a fucking millionaire or some shit.
No, in this generation, like, I feel like it's doing what our parents did. Like, for a little bit, living with people.
Oh.
Your friends.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you have a roommate, couple roommates. You have to suck it up because it sucks. You don't have your own privacy and shit.
Yeah.
But at least you won't be homeless. So it's like, I feel like that's now in the strange, which is sad, you know, to say that you have to do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end, you have to do what you have to do. You got friends, a roommate, some shit. Fuck it. That one sleeps in the bedroom, one sleeps outside in the living room. You're not homeless though.
Yeah.
And split that shit. Eventually, like, yeah, maybe save up some money. You know what I'm saying? And find a way to side hustle some more money, bro.
I agree.
I feel like that's the only way to make it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only way I feel like to make it is to get a job and then get some side hustle money, bro.
Yeah.
With whatever it is. That's why you see a lot of people in this generation now, they're doing different shit now. Because our parents, they don't know nothing about, like, oh, like, almost start, like, a little, like, company selling candles or, like, selling snacks or some shit or, like, starting YouTube or nothing like that. Because maybe they just thought, oh, getting a job, a steady job, you can make it.
Yeah.
But now it's like, bro, you need, like, different types of money to pay different shit, bro.
But that's crazy, though, the fact that we
need
to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is, bro. But fuck you, we have to, bro. And it's terrible that we have to, but we have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is now. Like, I be thinking about it all the time. I wish I had this shit easier, you know? But, I mean, I doubt shit is going to change, like, like soon, bro. So, for now, all we could do is suck it up, bro. Yeah. Which sucks. Yeah. But, oh, that's all we could do, bro. Nah, that's all we could do and shit.
Yeah, I be thinking that when, like, because, I know a certain age, at a certain age, I want to have kids, but my scariest part, of course, it always comes down to
being able to afford it.
Being able to afford, like, for my kids, being able to afford clothes, stuff for my kids, food, the house, rent, whatever.
Yeah, it'd be scary, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It'd be scary and shit, but
you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah, like that's,
you gotta hustle.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing, like, that having kids does do to you.
Gives you that hustle mentality, or
yeah, like, but there's no, this, like, I can't just be like, we don't have money.
Yeah,
I can't, bro. No matter what, even if I have $0 in my account, bro, if I have $0 in my account, I can't say we don't have money, bro.
Yeah,
I can't. I have to pull that money out of my ass, bro. Literally, bro, on some shit. You see how our parents be like, oh, you think money grows on trees and shit, bro? I have to do that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I really have to, like, whether it's like, I don't know, bro, like, do Instacart or some shit, or, like, sell something that I have or something like that, bro.
Yeah.
I just have to, bro. There's no such thing as having, I don't have money.
It's fucking insane, bro.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
This fucking economy, this fucking state is going to shit, bro.
Yeah, this shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy. The whole rent shit is crazy, though.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, no way. He literally explained, like, a nice-ass apartment, bro.
That shit's crazy. Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks of fucking pay is fucking rent, bro.
Yeah, you wanna see.
No,
see,
it's like 3 weeks of rent. 3 weeks of pay is rent.
Depending on how much you get, yeah. But, like, because the minimum wage in New York is $16, bro.
Bro, and then bills, bro. Like,
yeah.
Bills, and then your food and shit.
You have to make, like, if you're working 16, if your job pays you $16 an hour, you have to work, like, more than the 40 hours.
Oh, you have to live with somebody.
Yeah. And then if you get paid $20 an hour plus for like 40 hours, you should be good. But still. And also, the economy is so bad. I don't know if you've seen this.
What?
That people are buying houses on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. For $10,000, right?
$30,000.
Oh, yeah.
You seen the video or not?
I seen somebody like building some shit. Like,
yeah, it was this YouTuber. His name is, I have it right here.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Like, it's gonna sound like, but you know what I was thinking about doing?
What?
Cause what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking of ahead of the plan.
What?
Like, fuck buying a house, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck buying a house, right?
Okay.
Like, what we should do, that ass spinning game, bro. I feel like I'm predicting the future. I feel like, so I feel like eventually, cause I saw that people are buying, like, basically container houses.
Yeah.
And eventually, shit is going to get to the point where having a house is only for the rich, right? So, people are going to start buying those houses. But they're going to need a spot where to put those houses, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if, in order to get rich, you buy a piece of land that's huge, and then you let people basically, like for trailer homes, you see how people do that already.
Mm-hmm.
They have land, people bring in their trailer homes, and they rent out that shit, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, you have mad of these fucking container houses and stuff. People pay you to live there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the land and stuff. Because eventually, bro, I'm telling you right now, the only people that, you're, bro, that's the only houses that it's going to be. It's like Ready Player One, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bunch of these houses stacked on top of each other, bro, in order to live, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure nobody's going to be able to afford a house anymore, bro.
Definitely not. Depending on the state, but still, bro. Because I know in New York, bro, it's fucking OD to buy a house. OD.
Bro, you just buy the land, bro. Have people, you know what I'm saying, stack their fucking $30,000 houses in there.
But, bro, I saw the video, and I would do that shit, bro.
I would do it, too. I'm saying?
I wouldn't mind doing that shit.
Yo, bro. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
There's no pride, bro. It's like, we got to survive. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's no pride with that, bro. At the end of the day, you got to play. You got, like you said, this shit is a game, and you gotta play smart, bro.
Yeah.
Can't be, what is it, get right or get left.
So speaking of, like, whole, like, the economy and shit, yeah. I just saw this, like, weird video, right? Like, and okay. I just want to talk about, because I know last episode, was it last episode?
What?
When you mentioned, like, the weird shows back in the day and stuff.
Oh, like the fucking unhinged shows?
Yeah, I feel like a show that was like that. Was like My Extreme Cheapskates.
What the fuck is that?
Cheapskates or Cheapsteaks, some shit like that.
My Extreme Cheapsteaks or Cheapskates.
Yeah. So it's basically people who like take saving money to like the extreme.
Also, Cheapskates, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to show you like a video of a guy who is basically an extreme cheapskate or whatever you want. Yeah. And basically, I feel like that show and also like the other show that I was very, very like weird and stuff was My Strange Addiction.
Oh yeah, whatchamacallit. There's a My Strange Addiction, like Where Are They Now video, series or whatever.
Yeah,
and some of them still be fucking addicted. Fucking,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, but I'm gonna show you the video now of that guy who like I guess took saving money to like
the extreme,
but low key,
it's OD.
But yeah, it's OD. But low key,
he's onto something.
He's not onto something, but if you think about it, like during this day and age, you kind of need to be like that.
Blood is cooking.
Let me show you real quick, bro. This guy is on some stupid shit, bro. I swear. Hold on. I hope I saved it. Oh, I did.
Every dollar we spend on anything other than food is a waste. I got the apartment a few years ago. I don't see the need to spend money on furniture. I'm a floor guy. I sit on the floor, and it's very comfortable. I mean, it's just tossing money into the trash receptacle. That's what I think of furniture. I work for a cookware company that always puts on displays, presentations. And what happens is a lot of manufacturers send me samples of their product.
So,
blood is cooking right now so far?
Yo, yeah. Oh. Blood. Fuck is that? Is that Ben?
What I did was I found some 2x4s, and these are styrofoam peanuts. So I just take all the peanuts, throw them in there, and then I cover it up with bubble wrap, and then this is a tablecloth, and it makes a perfect bed.
I'm not gonna lie.
One bedroom house is $2,000, and clothing expenses for a single professional can reach $400 a year. Ron spends a total of $20 decking out both his house and his closet.
Oh, but the closet is buggy.
And that's it. And by the way, I own no underwear and no socks.
No socks or no underwear.
That's disgusting, bro.
I teach cooking classes. You know, when I go to do any kind of demos, I take this all with me. I set up shop and basically do presentations to help people understand that you don't have to have a lot of money to eat well.
He showers outside? So no water bill?
Outside, washing all my clothes at the same time. Saves me so much money.
Or low key. Low key, bro.
It warms up after a while. I never care what other people think. They'll look at me and I'll get looks. And you know what? I want to take a shower. And I'm saving a whole lot of money. And what's wrong with that?
Each time Ron showers and does laundry at the beach, he saves $1.89 on water, energy, and detergent bills.
$1.89? Damn. That's mad little.
Blood could just take a shower, bro.
Don't tell me.
$10 for a glass of
But yeah. Blood was low key cooking for a second, but he lost me at the fucking like the garbage shit. And
bro, my guy lost me as soon as he said he has no underwear on, bro. No underwear on, no socks, bro. He's crazy.
Nah, that's wild. But I'm not gonna lie, you guys should get like maybe think of an idea when it comes to the saving water on your water bills or whatever.
What the fuck are you gonna say, bro?
Like, so actually, because how much is usually like the water bill?
Estimate. I don't know. In my house, like, it's included, so I don't...
Oh, it's included to... So you have to pay for it? Fuck. Well, I don't know if it's more than $30, $20, whatever, but, bro, I have a gym membership. I could just take a shower over there at the gym, and then not spend any, like...
Yeah, there's people that do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's mad smart. I'm not gonna do that, because I feel like that, like, it's mad work, driving back and forth.
But if you had to...
Then I'll do it, yeah, but, bro... Low key was cooking, but he lost me. Blood lost me, bro.
Nah, like he's bugging with the bed. He's bugging with the no under. Bro can at least have two pairs of underwears and two pairs of socks, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, he's ridiculous, bro. Like, underwear isn't even that expensive, bro. You could just keep wearing the seven pair of underwears every week.
Yeah, until you get
wash it. Though. That shit, wash it, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? The socks, you need seven pairs of socks, bro. Wash it, like, you know what I'm saying, like. He lost me with that, and the bed, and him having.
Yeah, but him saying like the floor shit. I feel like I would do that. Like if I wanted to move into an apartment or whatever, like with a view, I wouldn't mind not having furniture for a little bit, bro. Because sometimes the floor do be comfortable. Whenever I come back from work, whenever I come back from the gym, I don't want to like lay on the bed. I just be laying on the floor, like ah.
I see what you mean there, but eventually you're gonna want to sleep on a comfortable bed, bro. You know.
But
what I'm
either
saying?
Way, bro. The makeshift bed that he made doesn't sound bad.
It was low-key. It seemed comfortable, huh?
He just needs like a pillow. That's it, bro.
Like at least a pillow, right?
Bro, we used to sleep on the fucking, whatchamacallit, on the floor before Kimmy used to sleep on the floor. People, like, a lot of people say that, like,
it's healthier for you?
Well, I don't know if he fucking walks outside barefoot, but I heard that's just, like, healthy for you or whatever. Because, like, eventually your feet get hard.
Catch ringworm, bro.
Nah. Eventually your feet get hardened with like, calluses and stuff, and, like, you get used to it.
Oh, nah, you're going to have mad callos and shit. Mad
disgusting and stuff. Your fucking feet's going to end up looking like this.
You see, like, when you're cuddling like, a girl and stuff, and, like, eventually
you go like
touching heat.
You go like that?
Fucking rocks and shit on your fucking foot. Like,
what you mean, bro.
It's mad disgusting, low key.
Nah, but like, what if your girl's on that type of timing too? You both like don't wear this, like.
Nah, bro.
Bro, nah. Speaking of which, there was a video that my girl sent me. There was like literally a couple who they cut.
Oh, they cut the bottom of the shoes,
bro. And they went out in public and like was walking bare feet and shit.
That is disgusting. I can't do that, bro. I would understand if it's like in the campo, you know what I'm saying? Like in the fields and shit, like grass and dirt.
I don't like
that. I've done that before.
I don't like that sensation, bro. I don't like grass touching like my bare feet, bro.
I've done that before.
I mean, I would do it. I don't mind doing it, but it just feels weird.
I did it at the park.
Which park?
Right here close. Like, I was with Abby and stuff. This was before Julia. And like, basically, like, I was like, you know what? Like, you want to just try doing it? Because I heard like people, like the spiritual people, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Saying like,
go touch some grass.
Like you get grounded and stuff, you know, like your energy touches like the earth and shit.
And did you get grounded?
Like it felt good though.
You did?
Yeah, it felt good. Like the grass was actually soft and shit. Like it wasn't like annoying or anything. Like,
really?
Yeah, but anyways, what I'm trying to say is like he was bugging and I'm pretty sure there's a lot more stories like him.
Definitely, bro.
Out there and shit. So
let us know if you guys want us to react to those type of like
videos and stuff. Yeah,
videos or like shows or whatever. Cause a lot of good shit be on Max that my girl be watching while I edit, and like it'd be funny sometimes. And like I wouldn't mind watching them.
Man, another Patreon idea and shit.
Yeah, bro. And of course, fucking sign up for a Patreon, bro. By now or in the upcoming week. Jujutsu Kaisen, the movie, is up already. So, again, an anime, we're reacting to anime. And then the following week would be a Ghost Adventure reaction. But we're going to keep that consistent. We're not...
And also, we'll be reacting to, like... I was thinking of that movie you talked about, remember? Oh, you walk into the wrong room and you end up seeing...
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we should.
Definitely, we're going to do a movie reaction. Maybe we might record at the same time we do the Jujutsu Kaisen reaction. So,
will be like right after or whatever.
And we'll talk about it on the podcast because I heard like that's like
a good movie.
Good movie and it has backstory to it too.
We'll put the image here just so you guys know what the fuck we're talking about.
Or the clip.
Yeah. So, but definitely follow the Patreon and stuff. The video was good. I kind of watched a little bit of it, the reactions and shit. Mm-hmm. So I definitely watch
it. It's because you don't watch our videos in general, bro. So I wouldn't really expect you to watch it.
I don't watch our long videos, bro. I can't. I was watching our old videos, but anyways. That's
besides the point. But the next thing I want to talk about, right? So this was big also. Happened 2 days ago on Wednesday. Yeah, wait. Yeah, 2 days ago, Wednesday.
Is this the Aiden Ross thing?
No. Oh. That happened today, bro.
But, well, that happened today? That was today?
The Aiden Ross shit?
Yeah, I saw it today. What the fuck?
That was today, bro. Today or yesterday that happened. But 2 days ago, there was a Senate hearing about social media and stuff. And
it had, like, with Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, the CEOs of, like, all the fucking, like, social media platforms. I had Mark Zuckerberg. Well, that's the only person I know, but I had the CEO of
Instagram,
Facebook, which is Mark TikTok Zuckerberg. Too? TikTok, Snapchat, Discord, and X.
Twitter.
The only
thing that I saw, now when I think of X, bro, I think of X videos and shit, and like porn videos and shit. But the clip I did see was like the judge saying, or like somebody saying, what was it, like a fucking a lawyer or something saying, uh-huh. Oh, like, would you like to say sorry now? Would you like to apologize and stuff?
Oh, it's Mark Zuckerberg, and
he's
right?
Like, mad, like he's like getting bullied and shit.
Basically, the whole Senate hearing was about child safety and like the dangers of social media that was causing to these like childs or whatever, these victims. It caused a bunch of children to like lose their lives and stuff. And I have a couple of clips to show you just so you could like get the gist of like what it was and stuff. Because I know you said you didn't watch like.
I didn't get too deep into it yet.
Yeah, so I got you, bro. And, like, the fucking... Of course, they were like, trying to bully the fucking TikTok CEO, like, always, bro. Like,
I seen him, like, get, like, violated before when the whole TikTok thing was going on.
Yeah.
Why did they always violate him?
I don't know, bro.
Nah, they were violating everybody, I'm pretty sure, though.
Nah, but, like, him, they were, like, being racist, bro. I gotta get out of here. What the fuck? So I'm going to show you, it happens in the second half of this video, but look.
Also displayed the following warning screen to individuals who were searching for child abuse material. These results may contain images of child sexual abuse. And then you gave users two choices. Get resources or see results anyway. Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
All right, Senator. The basic science behind that is that when people are searching for something that is problematic, it's often helpful to, rather than just blocking it, to help direct them towards something that that could be helpful for getting them to get help. So let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
I wasn't sure his face, but like...
He was like panicking and shit.
Yeah.
Doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
You said today, as you often say, that you live in Singapore. Of this what shit, nation bro. Are you a citizen?
Singapore.
Are you a citizen of any other nation?
No, Senator.
Have you ever applied for Chinese citizenship?
Senator, I served my nation in Singapore. I did not.
Do you have a Singaporean passport?
Yes, and I served my military for two and a half years in Singapore.
Do you have any other passports from any other nations?
No, Senator.
Have you ever applied for American citizenship?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, I'm Singaporean. No.
Bro, what the fuck? And then I also want to show you this.
I was sexually exploited on Facebook.
I was sexually exploited on Instagram.
I was sexually exploited on X.
This is my daughter, Olivia.
This is our son, Matthew.
Look at how beautiful Miriam is.
My son Riley died from suicide after being sexually exploited on Facebook.
The child that gets exploited is never the same ever again.
What is sexual, like, what happened to them exactly?
I don't really know the exact details. I don't think they really went into details. It's just like they were a victim of some fucked up shit or whatever, I think.
I feel like with social media and shit, you kind of, well, first of all, let's start with like the basic things. Forget social media. People, right? So we're all aware that there's nice people and then there's assholes. Mm-hmm. There's good people, there's bad people, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now, whenever you go into somewhere new and shit, like in a classroom, coworkers, mm-hmm. any new environment with new people and shit, you quickly realize who the fuck are the assholes, who are the nice people and shit. But anywhere you're at, there's always the assholes, right?
Yeah.
So, and now that's a small amount of people, bro.
Yeah.
Social media is worldwide, bro. So now you're going to experience a lot more assholes, bro.
Yeah.
It's impossible to not experience assholes in social media, fucking cyberbullies and shit, weird pedophiles and stuff, and like a lot of weird shit that goes on social media, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like when you sign up for these things, obviously, like the platform and the people who run the platform try their best to try to censor it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but there's always a way around it, bro.
Yeah.
It's impossible to, like, contain that, bro, because it's a system, bro. There's not somebody who's going to be, like, literally looking at somebody's shoulder, seeing what the fuck they're doing and shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? So it's, like, and then there's ways around it and shit. We talked about the whole, like, Elsa Gate and shit,
yeah.
How they worked around it. You know what I'm saying? They're still doing what they're doing,
yeah.
But they're just working around the whole problem and shit. So it's, like, you kind of have to have that in mind, bro, that there's toxic shit, there's weird shit going on social media, and kind of just ignore it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, my opinion on this whole thing, like, so, again, I do, like, obviously, I feel bad for the
100%,
the ones that went through it with, like, no, like, can't even imagine losing the kid. Like, that's horrible. And just the whole, like, sexual exploding, stuff like that. But what I have to say about that is, like, yes, it's terrible, I agree, but at the end of the day, I feel like the parents should be better. They should do better. Because they should monitor what the fuck their kids are, like, what the fuck their kids are consuming, or what the fuck, where they are on the internet.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Because I feel like if they've explained, like, the horrors, the, like, the fucking dangers of social media to them, then most of these things wouldn't have happened. And I feel like it all comes down to, like, the fucking the parents, bro. Because it's like they're literally blaming the CEOs of the social media platform who really, in reality, basically have no control what other people post. Like, they're basically, like, the result of, like, their kids dying. But in reality, it's just the result of humans, people, like you said, who did that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's... Bro, it's anywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? It's just a thing that happens, bro. And it's obviously tragic, bro. I'm not trying to, like, fuck, like, say that their trauma is invalid or any of their tragedies are like, oh, it's whatever, because it's not, bro. You know what I'm saying? I would be hurt if I lost Julia or my other daughter, Isabella, to social media and shit. You know, it'd be so retarded and so stupid if that happened and shit. I would be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
But, like, since I know how it is and stuff, we get hate comments all the time and shit. We basically get harassed and bullied all the time, bro.
Yeah.
We've experienced it and shit. Even on when you play video games and shit.
The toxic, yeah.
You get harassed and bullied, bro.
Yeah.
Earlier, like, I was playing Call of Duty and shit, and people kept saying the N-word like it was nothing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nothing. And obviously, I was saying shit back because, like, I can't stand racism and shit. But, like, bro, it's there, bro. So it's like, so, bro, these people try their best, because I mean, there is ways where you could report somebody and shit.
Yeah.
There's words that are specifically censored and shit. You can't use them and stuff because it's like derogatory or offensive. Like offensive language and shit. But in reality, bro, how much can you really control? You know what I'm saying?
You, like, cannot control. There's literally millions, billions of people on their fucking internet, bro.
And there's always going to be people who hack or find the little, like, you know,
loopholes
and shit, yeah, to fucking go around it, bro. But what I do say is, like, I feel like kids shouldn't be exposed to social media at such an early age.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it fucks up with your brain, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's not healthy for you.
I think that's what they were saying, too, how, like, they want to basically raise the age of what the user could join.
All right, but they could just lie.
They could.
You know what I'm saying, bro? It's
wait, but it should be something with, like, an ID
identification,
bro, or like something with proof, like a birth certificate thing, something that you could prove you're this age.
Bro. But the thing is, bro, there's somebody who's old of age could get bullied still. You know what I'm saying? It's never gonna go away.
But you could also, yes, that will happen. But if they know that's gonna happen, I feel like they'll be. I say not, never mind, because you're never, like, nobody's ever prepared for internet hate or bullying.
That's what I'm
bro.
Saying,
nobody's
bro.
Ever prepared.
You have to be like, bro, mentally trained for that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how we did. You know what I'm saying? We're mentally trained for this.
Yeah,
bro. Sometimes the hate could obviously get to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? But just ignore it. Just don't look at it. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to entertain yourself with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's there. We experience it every day.
Yeah.
But I mean, we choose to ignore it and shit. But damn.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy, bro. That has been around for a long time, though. Cyberbullying and shit. Like, I remember
of course.
Hearing that.
Middle school.
Elementary school, bro.
Oh, elementary school?
I've heard that in elementary school, cyberbullying and shit.
I never, like, was in, a, like, whatchamacallit, my friends or whatever, like, we never talked about the internet like that.
Like, it was the school talking about it. Yeah, like, they brought it up, like, cyberbullying and shit. At the time, I was just like, bro, can you just shut off your phone? Like, or can you just shut it off? You know, when
like, typical JIT response.
Yeah. Like, but sometimes, you know, you get manipulated and stuff. Like, that video I showed you, like, the wolf in sheep's clothing, remember?
Oh, yeah. All right, so, and also another topic that I want to talk about that I sent you the video. It's a title. The title was crazy. It said, "The Problem with Black YouTube." Obviously, I want to talk about it, but not in, like, the race aspect of it, because I feel like that shit definitely pertains to
everybody. YouTube in general?
Yeah, bro. So, you say you saw the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I saw the whole video.
So, what's your opinion on, like, what you saw and shit?
I mean, from what I saw, like, the main kind of, like, thing was how certain YouTubers mm-hmm. are kind of following the same trend. Mm-hmm. Regarding, like,
20v1s
or, like, find your match,
and also basically YouTubers, like, with this sexual content.
Yeah,
I've always thought those shits were cringe, bro. Like, when I see those type of YouTubers, like, it reminds me of the people who do public interviews.
Yeah.
Well, obviously we used to do that shit because we followed that trend, but looking back at it now, that shit like got outdated fast, bro.
But basically, like, from what I saw, the main points was the 20v1s, smash or pass in real life, find your match, like you said, the overly, like, sexualized videos and stuff, and, like, also how, like, certain YouTubers are scamming and shit.
Yeah.
So basically, my opinion with, like, all of that is, I kind of been known that all those were, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've been known that what's sexual and stuff is what gets views and shit.
Because a bunch of jits want to watch it.
And it's mainly because, like, I said it before, our generation is kind of, like, over-sexualizing everything. Mm-hmm. We kind of forgot how everything was. People are saying it's, like, the old way of thinking and shit. But in reality, it's the right way of thinking. Like, we don't have to over-sexualize everything regarding, like, a woman and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. And people don't want to watch it if it doesn't have that shit, apparently. You know, like, oh, truth or dare.
Yeah.
Nasty edition. It's always the dumbass edition at the end.
Freaky edition. Gone, like, right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always like the wet emoji with the eggplant and shit.
Or,
like,
or the emoji where, like, the guy, like, the emoji's like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like,
like that shit? Yeah, bro. It's mad corny and shit. And, like, I've seen those videos before.
Yeah.
And I've only seen them because, like, certain people
react to them?
No, certain people were part of the 20v1s shit. Okay. Like, it's never, like, for the YouTubers and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing I want to talk about and shit, right? So, like, the people who do the 20v1s, I feel like they don't watch them
Because of the YouTubers?
Because of the YouTubers, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe the YouTubers aren't interesting and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, to be fair, literally, like the video showed it. Every single YouTuber that does that, those type of videos, have the same generic intro. They're all edited the same.
Yeah, and they're always in the background, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always in the background and shit, trying to be like, have their little input and stuff. Oh, like, yo, so like this question and shit, bro. What do you mean by that? Like, and basically, like, just like trying to be. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not being creative, bro. They're just using, they're hustling, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're using the fact that everybody is over-sexualizing everything, you know, yeah, with the OnlyFans shit as well.
Yeah.
They're kind of using that, the people who, that basically.
The audience?
Yeah, that audience. And they're just using it for their benefit and shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, I the way I think of it is, they're doing it for the money. It's obvious, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. The whole scamming shit with like, oh, click the link in the bio for Cash App to send you $700, whatever, right?
Yo, I got you right now. I got you. Just do random shit.
All right. I'm gonna check the fucking weather real quick.
Yo, bro. Yo, I just got it. 750, bro. Yo, my Cash App, bro. Look. Yo.
If you want 750, click the link in the
bro,
bio.
Yo, I didn't know it was going to work, bro. Yo, that staged that shit, bro. Like, shut the hell up, bro.
That shit gets me triggered, bro. I swear. Like, yes, some of the 20 of you ones, I'm not going to lie, are entertaining. I've watched a few, like, especially because of, like, the TikTok clips. They pop up on my For You page. And I've seen a few. I've seen the one with the baby. And I've seen one with, like, it was some other, like, rapper or whatever. I think it was five girls pop balloons if, like, the guy is unattractive or whatever.
Mm.
Like, those type of videos, too.
Yeah, I've only watched the ones with, like, my favorite, like, creators and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I've watched the one with, I watched Smooth Geo and shit. Yeah.
I haven't watched that one yet. I have.
Shout out to Miami the Kid and shit.
He was part of that, too?
He was part of one.
Oh, shit.
And shit. I fuck with him OD, bro.
Yeah.
The Miami the Kid and shit. He's mad cool. But him, I watched one with him. I watched one with, like, I forgot what rapper it was. I think it was Lil Tyler. I didn't watch that one. Nah, but I forgot who it was and stuff.
Well, basically, like, when it comes, I agree. Some of them aren't entertaining to me. But after a while, they just get boring and repetitive. And I don't know how to fuck people. Well, I don't know how the kids, the jits, be watching 20 of you once every week, bro. Like, they literally make that shit every fucking week, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's insane.
Bro, it's because, I mean, they like seeing ass, titties, you know, they like seeing girls and shit.
And also, the people, the rappers, and, like, those type of the creators or whatever, they obviously, they're doing it for promotion, which is obvious. Like, it's smart business moves by them and stuff. And also, the thing that happened with, like, the fucking, the YouTuber jumped the other YouTuber for trying to make
the I've same seen idea. The YouTuber that jumped the other guy.
Like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with Jit, bro?
That's crazy, yeah.
Like, going to that length just because
he took one of his ideas?
Or whatever, but, like,
and bro, it wasn't even, like, his idea, like,
no.
Anybody could do that shit.
Yes, and he just wanted to be the first one to do it.
Yo, that's crazy, bro, like,
the fact that YouTube has got to that point is crazy.
They're damn. I mean, I feel like before, you know, YouTube was more for, like, the creative, like, aspect and shit. Like,
yeah,
you have people doing funny skits, funny videos and shit. You know, the crazy edits and stuff like that. You know, also, like, people actually focused about, like, what their content was being put out. You know what I'm saying? It was cool, lit videos and stuff. Now I feel like everything is just, like, overhyped stuff. Like,
copy and paste.
Yeah, like, oh, having a lot of money in your title and stuff, which gets a lot of views, bro. You know, it's interesting. Having, like, a sexual title and shit, it's interesting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much what everybody does nowadays, you know?
Originality is dead.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. No, nobody can be creative because I feel like, I mean, I challenge them, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee that if they make, like, a regular video, it's not going to get as much attention
as the 20v1s?
As the 20v1s, yeah. I guarantee you, bro. There's no way it is, bro. Because the reason why people click on it is because you have other creators that already have clout, which is smart, you know what I'm saying? It's benefiting you. It's the same way as if we had a guest on, like Kai Cenat. That video is going to get mad views.
Because it's Kai Cenat.
You know what I'm saying? But our next video, if it doesn't have Kai Cenat, it's going to do ass, you know what I'm saying? And if we wasn't to do the podcast, it's not gonna do as good as the podcast and shit.
I'd beg to differ, bro. I feel like it would do good depending on the video.
But for them,
okay,
I feel like they're not watching it for the creator, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them fuck with the creator and shit, but mainly the majority and stuff, I feel like is watching it for the ass and the guests,
yeah,
that are on, because that's what I was watching it for. I just watched it for, like, my favorite YouTubers or, like, the people that I watch to be on there and stuff.
Yeah, so, all right, so did you think nobody could be creative anymore? Like, originality is dead. What about, I'm going to get into our realm, the podcast realm, whatever. Because you told me before, because you want to talk about it before, but you never talked about it.
Yeah.
How it's impossible to be original.
I feel like it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to a certain extent. Mm. You know, because we didn't copy and paste our personalities, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's for every podcast out there, bro. Every podcast has their own personalities, their own jokes and shit, and their own way of, like, speaking and stuff, and just everything, bro, themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't copy and paste that. Nobody can copy and paste that. And that's, shout out to all the podcasts in the fucking world. They have their own originality when it comes to their personalities and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's obviously some weirdos who, like, I feel like script their shit. Like, I feel like that's cringe. Like, a podcast should be, like, just a conversation, you know?
And there's also a fake podcast out there that they just post clips and they, like, if it was, and they don't have an actual podcast.
Yeah, like, whatever. Like, those people are just doing it for the money and clout or whatever. But I feel like the thing that you can be original with is regarding stories and topics and stuff. Because at the end of the day, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all in the same world. We're all going to see the same stories and shit. So eventually we're going to talk about the same story, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the only thing that we could do original is add our own, like, input, like, our own reactions, our own, like, opinions, and maybe adding something else that, like, oh, we would be like, oh, shit, like, would seem like it has nothing to do with it, but it makes sense. Like, for example, when I mentioned the Lord of the Rings with the duendes, mm-hmm. like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that make sense? Like,
yeah, but it makes sense.
But it made sense. Yeah. See what I'm saying? So it's like, that is, like, original. Who would have thought of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, when it comes to your reactions and shit like that, you could be original and shit, your personality, but when it comes to what we talk about, it's impossible, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're fucking journalists or, like, somebody working for the news and stuff on these new cases, these new, like, serial killers or whatever, or everything on the spot, bro, because we're not there. Like, we're getting everything, like, not first, like, firsthand. Yeah, everything is, like, after, you know?
Yeah.
So, everybody, I know there's a lot of people on TikTok and stuff who have talked about the similar stories that we have talked about and shit. Uh-huh. But, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, it is what it is, bro. We're going to talk about the same stories, bro.
Yeah. I feel like it is impossible, and the game is the game, I guess. Like, the video you showed me before, I don't know if he was going to show it on the podcast, but I guess sometimes you gotta work smarter, not harder. But, like, the way I see it, right, when it comes to talking about topics that other people talked about before, sometimes I'm a little iffy about it because I don't want them to feel like we're copying them, even though we're not, because we just want to get stories. Because I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of podcasts out there that have said stories that we haven't talked about yet, that I haven't seen. But, and then I somehow end up talking about it, and then I realize, oh, shit, they talked about it as well, because I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you feel like you're against it, but
oh yeah, sometimes
it's kind of impossible.
Like, sometimes I feel like I'm against it, but I feel like on the other hand, I feel like that's where you come in.
Yeah, I don't care. Because
yeah.
I'm, like I said, bro, it's not their stories, bro. It's nobody's stories at the end of the day, bro. It's the people. Yeah, like, there's a word for this, bro. Like, I learned this shit in, like, social studies, bro. Like,
really?
Like, bro, like, a biography.
Oh, biography? Autobiography?
Biography is... Yeah, so, for example, like, we're always the third person, bro.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Because we're not fucking talking about our own experiences, bro. Mm-hmm. None of those stories, none of those cases, bro, is us, bro. It's the victims, you know, the motherfucking serial killers and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's third person every single time, bro. So... It's impossible. Those are nobody's stories but the victims and the serial killers, bro.
Yeah.
And the people who physically experienced the ghost and the scary stuff and saw the legends and told the legends and shit and saw the myths, bro. So, bro, it's not copying, bro. And the only reason why we're saying this is because different podcasts, like, for example, Jumpers Jump, TB4Y podcast, Podcast Paranormal, Kickback Crew, IE and Friends and shit.
I think Kira's Out.
Yeah, Here's Out podcast. Bro, there's a lot of podcasts. So that's a few and shit. And we've talked about similar topics, bro. But at the end of the day, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Because, bro, it's not our stories. You know what I'm saying? If you guys want to talk about something we talked about, that's cool. Because your audience is now going to hear the topics that we brought up.
Yeah.
And then the topics that you brought up that's interesting, our audience is going to get to listen to it now. So I feel like it's all love and shit.
Yeah, I fucking love every, like, single podcast he just named, bro. I watch the clips and stuff. And sometimes, like, whenever I don't want to look at I come across a topic and, like...
You don't want to do too much research?
No. When it comes to, like, I come across a topic and they talked about it, I just... You know what? I'll just talk about something else. But it's fine. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, I still would love to collab with that we just named.
Yeah, bro. Mainly Jumpers Jump, bro, because y'all, like... I feel like I want us to be like that eventually. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fucking huge. I got mad love and shit. And y'all basically podcast goals in a way. You know what I'm saying? Not even trying to like glaze or whatever if you are saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just being honest and stuff. So.
I'm pretty sure in the beginning, bro, I used to watch them a lot. And they have inspired us to, you know, go into this type of realm. And also... seeing TB4Y, like the way they tell like their stories and stuff, like got me into wanting to do more than just say a topic and that's it. Like I want to do more research. I want to see like how these motherfuckers think and shit.
And shout out to Kickback Crew.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, the homies and shit. But now going to the very last topic before we go into the scary stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the creator again. Put your name up here. I forget her name every single time.
I don't
time.
Know why you don't write it, bro. I
forget her name every single time, bro. But it's Test Your Morality and stuff.
Okay.
And this one is it's gonna be a little challenging for you, bro. Right, I'm not gonna lie.
Let me see.
I'm not gonna lie. You have to put yourself really in the shoes, all right?
All right, let me hear it.
All right, so you know, you have a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend now. No way around it. No sort of explanation, bro. It's just, what would you do, right?
Okay.
So in this story, whatever, you're you go out for a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we go out filming to LA. Mm-hmm. We go out to film for LA for a week and shit. We're away for a week and stuff.
Okay.
And you come back, right? And you're like, you know what, I want to go for a hike or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell your girlfriend and stuff you're gonna go for a hike, and you end up telling your brother because you're like, fuck it, like,
let's go,
we out. So, boom, y'all go for a hike and shit. And then y'all go to the top. There's an amazing-ass fucking view. Like, yo, this shit's fire. You know what I'm saying? And out of nowhere, your girlfriend, like, tells you, like, oh, when you were away.
She fucked another guy?
Yeah, she ended up cheating on you with your brother.
Oh, no, I know where this is going, bro.
And, I mean, your brother's just, like, standing quiet, not really saying anything. And she's like, yeah, like, this happened and stuff. And basically, whatever, she told you that, and you're just kind of contemplating what's going on. And then your brother, like, since you guys are close to the edge.
He slips off.
He slips, and, like, he tried to, like, grab himself. He grabbed, like, her leg, and they both fall. So they both fall. They're fine. They survive, but they're, like, really badly injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rescue comes, and they take both of them to the hospital. You're obviously with them and shit, right? And now... basically your girlfriend, she fucked up her kidney and she basically needs a kidney transplant. And your brother, he needs a blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to pick whether you do the blood transfusion or your girlfriend. And now keep in mind the whole cheating and shit.
I'll do the blood transfusion.
Uh-huh.
GG's to my girl for that. Should have thought of that before cheating on me with my brother. I'm being that ass. And then when it comes to my, because At the end of the day, he is my brother, but after the blood transfusion, I'm just going to not ever talk to him ever again.
Yeah. That's the same. That I, it was just kind of easy, huh? Like, I'm not even going to lie. That was kind of easy because when I put myself in that situation and shit, that's the same thing I thought.
Yeah.
Like, it's my brother at the end of the day and shit. Like, probably going to fucking hate him after this. Probably won't ever see him again.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to die. You know what I'm saying? He love to get some water. Tight shit, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, bro. You know, that also, like, reminded me of a topic that, like, I was going to bring up next podcast. But, you know, I was like, you know what? It makes sense to bring it out, right?
Yeah.
So, I was watching Your Rage, right? And,
Shout out Your Rage.
YRG. And he was talking about, like, he was asking his friends if they think he would crash out. If he walked in on his girl getting cheated, like, fucked or whatever, like, the whole, like, the shit that they do, the hands, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the hands, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
whole shit, whatever, destroying.
Basically getting
destroyed, bro, yeah. And he was talking, asking his friends, and, like, I want to ask you, do you think I would crash out if, like, something like that happened to me?
Yeah.
You think I would crash out?
Yeah.
But, like, what, in what way? Because crash out could mean different ways.
I feel
ways,
like,
bro.
You would just start, like, I feel like you would want to fuck the guy up and stuff, and then you would just start throwing shit. Like, I feel like you would just wild out, bro. I'm not
you
even
You think
lie.
So?
Yeah. And then I feel like you would call me and stuff. Like, yo, bro, this shit just happened.
Like, on some crying shit or some mad shit?
On some mad shit, and then, like, I feel like I would come, and then we would fuck them up.
Oh, fuck, okay. I didn't expect that answer.
Nah, so that, I feel like you would, though. Like, I feel like you would go crazy. You know, like, that stupid shit that everybody says, like, you see red or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would happen, yeah. Because I've never seen you mad. But, like, that, I feel like that, like...
Will be some... A different type of mad that you...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Usually, like, I feel like... Because I'm like that. Like, I don't usually get mad. But, like, when something triggers you...
You get mad, bro.
Yeah. It's like you're holding everything in, and then you finally release it. Like, you get pissed. So I feel like maybe you're just like, you wouldn't even think anymore. You'd just be wilding out.
Damn, really?
Yeah, bro. You said it before, though. You said that before.
No, but, like, that's, like, hypothetical shit, bro. But, like, just you thinking about it, me the way I am right now. Like,
yeah, I feel like you'll wild out. And then, like, obviously after everything happens and shit. I mean, I don't want to expose you and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But,
how's
like,
exposing me?
Like, I feel like after you would, like, be hurt and stuff and start venting and stuff. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I would.
But the whole, like, yeah, I feel like you would rage out first. Because, I mean, I feel like, yeah.
Like, for you, it's like a different, like, I don't know if you would crash out. Because one side of me thinks, like, you're just going to be like, you know what, fuck this bitch. Like, obviously you're going to be, like, mad and shit, like, screaming. Or, like, what the fuck, like, how can you do this? But also, I don't see you fucking up the other guy, bro. I don't know. I don't know why, but I just don't see you doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think what I would do is just, like, I wouldn't know what to say. I would just be, like, kind of, like, the thousand-yard stare or some shit. Like, I feel like that's what I would do.
Another version of crashing out, too, is, like, going on social media and be like, oh, this bitch is
fucking... You wouldn't do that. I don't think you would do that. Nah, you wouldn't do that.
Nah, I know you wouldn't do that either, but...
I feel like I would, like, just 1,000 yards there, walk, get out of the house, drive.
Yeah.
And, like, start screaming and shit. And then, like, drive to, like, you or some shit. Or, like, just call somebody and be like, yo, bro, like, I feel like I would have to tell somebody and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, whoever I'm calling, I would be like, yo, bro, like, where you at, like, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, just link up, start talking about it and stuff. And just be like, yo, like, I don't even, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just start spamming and shit, venting and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then, yeah, the after effect would probably be crazy. It's only crazier for me because I have kids.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why it's crazier. Like, now that I think about it now, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I feel like cheating, it's bad, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like cheating when you have kids with somebody is worse than when you don't have kids with them, bro.
Why do you think it's worse?
Because, bro, like, when you have kids, bro, and you cheat, it's like, bro, like, now your kids know you're a fucking bastard.
Yeah.
They're gonna be affected by it somehow.
They're gonna hate you.
You're gonna hate you. It's gonna be some separate parents type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, you
gotta like, how are you gonna explain it to your kids, bro? Like, yeah, I cheated on your mom. Like, bro, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that shit gets everything fucked up. But, like, I feel like bro, when you're just like, you don't owe like nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my gosh,
like, you don't owe shit, like, bro, you like boyfriend, girlfriend, all right, cool, like, we be loyal and shit, but I don't think it's like, it's bad cheating, bro. Cheating is bad, period, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's not as bad as when you have
but
kids.
I feel like it's bad, but it's even worse
when you have kids.
When you have kids, bro.
Yeah, because you're not just affecting one life, you're affecting like two lives, yeah, three lives, four yeah. lives.
Like, bro, imagine like you get cheated on, like. What about our kids and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Would you be on some Austin McBroom shit?
Nah, he's cringe, bro. He's been cringe to me.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro.
You seen the shit he's been doing recently, right? The whole, like, yeah. posting on Snapchat. Being, in, like, I think he's parked, like,
in a trailer outside of their house. Yeah, like, bro. He's going crazy. But.
Nah, yeah. And also, the only reason I talked about that was because I forgot to mention it. Your Rich was talking about a story when, I think he was in high school. Mm-hmm. He had a girl. And then he saw his girl making out with like a guy on like in like the front like on the top of his the guy's like I think pickup truck or something like that, and like the guy's hand was in the girl's pants and stuff, and then your rage ended up fucking the guy up. He ended up getting in trouble with the girl's mom and stuff. A bunch of
I could just imagine him because of how he looks like. Yeah, like, it's mad funny.
Nah, but before like when he didn't have like the curly hair and stuff. He just had like the short hair. Short hair and stuff. But obviously just,
he's brolic, right?
Yeah.
Was he always like that or not?
Nah, he used to be skinny, bro.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he used to be skinny. I don't know when exactly he started like I think he started working out and like taking shit seriously when he got into like senior year, I believe.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But bro, I don't know. I feel like I would crash out too. But with that being said, guys, let us know what you guys would do in that test your morality question.
Yeah, and let me know about that hot take that I said too, like the whole like if cheating is worse when you have kids with somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's a very, very
hot take.
Big hot take and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like people are gonna be like, oh, like what the fuck, like cheating is bro, fuck that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which cheating is bad, bro, but let me know if there's people that agree with me, bro. Cheating is worse when you have kids with somebody.
You think
I think it is.
You think if I make that a clip people will get triggered or not?
I feel like it, yeah. Yeah. I feel like people would get you.
I might make that. I don't know how.
But I know, bro, it's true, bro. It's true. There's no way, bro.
And with that being said, that does conclude the regular segment for this podcast. We will take a little break to cool off the cameras and shit. But let us know again what would you do in the test your morality question, and also what would you like if you would crash out if you see your significant other.
And finally, if it was a hot take or not, if y'all agree, disagree. Y'all can say whatever.
That is. But with that being said, shut off your lights, get comfortable, get your snacks, get your headphones, get your blanket, turn off the lights or whatever. I know I said it in the beginning, whatever. But
enjoy the show.
Anyways, we are back from that break and stuff. And we do have some good topics this episode, because I know last episode it was kind of, in my opinion, like when I rewatched it, it was good, but it wasn't like.
It could have been better.
In my opinion, could have been a little better, but.
I'm sorry, I'm just pulling up a couple videos that I need to show.
I bet.
So, alright, so. This one's gonna be kind of gruesome, so definitely trigger warning for this, because there's gonna be a video.
Oh, fuck, okay.
And a 911 call.
I fucking hate 911 calls, bro.
So, both of them are pretty, like, disturbing and shit and hard to hear. And before we start anything, like, I feel bad for the victim and shit. Charla Nash, if you're watching this or if somehow you see this, like, I just want to, like, spread awareness to whatever you're trying to spread awareness to, which is to not have wild animals and stuff. It shouldn't be allowed.
Whoa, okay.
But basically, whatever. Let me just start off with the main focus of the story, which is Travis the chimp.
Okay.
And basically what happened is on February 16th, 2009, 911 got a call. I'm going to show you the 911 call as well. But basically, they received a call from a lady in distress, which was Sandra Harold. And she was in distress, and you could hear in the background, like, monkey noises. Basically, like, right? Going crazy and stuff. And she was actually known in the city of Connecticut for having a chimpanzee as a pet. Because they adopted, her and her husband adopted Travis the chimp since he was a baby, bro. So they had him for a very long time.
Yeah.
And basically what happened is that one day her friend Charla Nash came over and stuff, and Travis was acting a little off it. Like, yeah. He was already like kind of agitated and stuff, and he just wasn't being himself, right? Mm-hmm. And Sandra actually said that
she had laced like some tea that she gave
Travis
with Xanax, right? And basically Xanax was to calm down, you know what I'm saying? Okay. People usually take that to calm yourself down and stuff, right? So she had given him Xanax and stuff, but some doctors are saying that sometimes Xanax could have the opposite effects of calming you down. It could cause rage, like paranoia and violence and shit, basically triggering you.
And I'm guessing that's what the fuck happened.
Well, they don't know the exact reason as to why he lashed out and did what he did. But they're saying that that is a possibility, right? Also, Charla Nash that day had a different hairstyle. And she also came in a different car. But whatever, he was already agitated. Charla Nash was over there to try to help Sandra get him back in the house because apparently he was trying to leave. And he could drive. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to leave in their car, like the owner's car, and dip. And I don't know, who knows what he was going to do, right? So they tried to get him inside. Charla Nash ends up going outside trying to basically get him inside and lure him in with something of his like favorite thing was a Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, it's like his favorite toy?
Yeah, it was his favorite toy, a Tickle Me Elmo, right? So she had it like on her face, and that's when he basically like lashed out. He saw that he had it, like maybe he was like, oh, a stranger has my toy or whatever. He fucking rushed at her. He ended up, like, ripping her face.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay.
So, this kind of reminds me of the story you said with the dogs.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of some of the similar situation. Travis ended up, like, taking her eyes out, her lips, most of her upper face, ended up messing up her jaw, took off her ears. She had no hands after the incident.
Wait, what? How? And, what the fuck?
And basically, like, bro, she was, like, basically dying and stuff, bro. And Sandra, she said that she tried her best efforts of taking Travis off of Charla by hitting him with a shovel, stabbing him a couple of times.
And that shit was not working?
Nothing was working, bro. So...
Wait, hold up. How big was the chimpanzee?
So he weighed 200 pounds, bro.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Bro, and chimpanzees aren't like, no matter how big or small, bro, they're mad strong, bro. Like, they're like three times more, bro, maybe even four times stronger than us, bro.
Nah, yeah, you're right. But still, but fuck.
So that happened. Cops called. I'm going to show you the 911 call now.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't. Just kill my dude. My friend!
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
What's the police up! With a gun! With a gun! He ripped your face off!
He ripped her face off?
He tried to attack me! Please!
Okay,
hurry.
I need you to calm down a little bit. They're on the way.
Please, hurry up! He's killing our girlfriend!
441 Rock Raymond Road. They're saying someone has a gun and trying to kill somebody.
Hurry up!
They're on the way, but I need you to give me more information. Who's doing this?
With guns!
Who has the guns?
They'll bring the guns! You gotta kill a chimp!
What's the problem there?
Hurry up!
I need you to talk to me. I need you to calm down.
So basically, like, at that point, he was still, like, going at it. Yeah. Doing, like, the horrible shit that he did to Charlie Nash.
Yeah, I heard, bro, you could hear that shit.
So basically, the cops arrive. As soon as the first police arrives with the sirens and everything, he stops. He goes over to the police car and he tries to open like the passenger door. He goes to the other side where the driver was, which is where the cop was, and he ends up breaking the window. Oh, it tries to open, basically opens the door to the driver's side, and then the cop ends up shooting him 7 times and he didn't even die.
After the seven shots,
he didn't die. He still ended up like basically going inside and in front of his cage is when he died.
Damn. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Because I know, I'm pretty sure this movie took inspiration from this certain incident. Nope. When it shows the chimp. You never watched Nope?
Oh, yeah.
When it shows the chimp going crazy to the... I guess, like, it was part of the show, ended up going crazy, ended up killing, like, a couple people in the cell, whatever.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Damn, bro.
It also reminded me, I thought you were going to say the fucking movie Cujo.
I never watched that. What's that?
That's like a rabies dog, big ass mastiff or some shit it was. And he basically ended up going crazy and killing mad people.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a Mastiff or a St. Bernard, one of those dogs and stuff. But there's a lot more info to, like, Travis the Chimp's story. So, basically, like, he was raised as a love pet ever since he was young. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since he was a baby, basically.
Yeah,
right?
I can imagine, yeah.
He was adopted and shit. And at the time, there was no rules or regulations saying that you can't own, like,
a wild animal.
A wild animal in your house and stuff. But he was always careful when he was playing. Like, he knew when to stop, and he would always, like, often wrestle with people. Mm-hmm. But, like, he never, like, hurt anybody and stuff. And he was apparently very, very smart. He could dress himself. He could brush his own teeth. He watched baseball on TV.
Bro, chimpanzees are fucking intelligent, like, creatures, bro.
He knew how to drive cars. He ate at the table with everybody else. And he would drink wine from, like, a wine cup.
What the fuck?
Crazy thing is that he also appeared in a Pepsi commercial and an Old Navy commercial.
Really?
Yeah, so he, bro, Travis basically got mad famous because of how smart he was and how much he listened. Like, people would even say, like, oh, he listens more than a toddler and shit.
Damn.
So, but the thing is that sometime after, in 2003, this was before, like, the incident and stuff, right? But people apparently have, like, he had a couple more incidents than that one. Mm-hmm. So in 2003, in October, right? October 2003, they were riding around and Travis the Chimp was in the car and stuff. And I guess he had his window rolled down. And basically somebody ended up throwing something at him.
And he got angry?
What he did is that he let himself out of the car and he started chasing the person. And that apparently, like, the whole time he was, like, walking around trying to find him and stuff. He ended up stopping traffic and shit, and, like, the only reason why, like, they basically, they couldn't lure him in the car, bro.
Did they have to, like, fucking shoot him with, like, what's that shit called, the tranquilizer?
Yeah, it was until he was tired they shot him with the tranquilizer dart, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, after that, like, Connecticut, like, they ended up, like, putting a law.
Banning the whatchamacallit? Basically banning for you to own a wild animal? Or?
Well, they didn't fully ban it. They just made it a rule to have... You needed a permit now. Mm. Like, you needed a permit in order to have a wild animal or a chimpanzee and shit. But it didn't affect them since they had the chimp before the regulations and stuff.
Wait, so they couldn't get, like, no... Like, benefits of anything, or...
Nah, basically, like, the law didn't affect them at all. Because mm-hmm. they were before the law, basically,
oh,
right?
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, and they were saying, like, the whole theory of, like, why he did it and stuff. Because they didn't know exactly why he did it. That shit's a mystery still to this day and
really?
Stuff. But what they say is, like, the whole, like, she got a different haircut and stuff. That's what she said, the owner and stuff. And the whole Xanax in the system and shit.
Could be a possibility. Like, could be, like, a number of things.
Or maybe, like, somebody hit him or some shit, or...
Who knows, bro? But that's scary, bro. I know there's a lot of people who still own wild animals. Like, they obviously they own chimpanzees. They own some people even own lions, and, like, they're like friendly with, like, bears, fucking tigers and shit, bro.
Yeah, like, I know this one. I think I don't know if it's a TikToker or, like, somebody on Instagram Reels or some shit on TikTok. They own, like, one of those wild cats, like
lynx. The lynx,
yeah, with the, like, pointy ears and stuff,
and
like,
they grow huge, right?
And, like, they're always hissing at them and shit.
Yeah,
bro, like, all right, it's cure or whatever, but bro, like, at the end of the day, bro, it is a wild animal.
There's another woman who owns a wolf.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
See what I'm saying, bro? Like, nah, bro. I feel like they have their instincts and stuff, and
You think the wild side of them will always be there? Like, no matter how much you train them, no matter how, like, loving you are to them, like, it's still going to be there?
Yeah, bro, just think about a zoo, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, yeah, they could get used to humans being around and shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro, nah, they have instincts and stuff, bro.
I mean, like, I feel like the animals in the zoos, they definitely hate humans, bro, because they have them trapped in a fucking, literally, a box with glass in front of them. They can't get out. Yeah. And the way the people be, like, probably, like, hitting the glass trying to get their attention and shit, and they're probably just like, yo, leave me the fuck alone.
That's bro. True, yeah. Damn. Well, before we move on to the next topic and shit, I have a video regarding this. So she was actually Charla Nash, which was the victim. Mm-hmm. she ended up being on the Oprah Winfrey show.
Oh, really?
And it shows, like...
how she looked?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Oh, fuck.
I don't think you're ready for this, bro.
I'm not. I wasn't ready for Jacqueline Duran.
The hat off.
Oh, the hat comes off.
Yep.
Okay. Fuck.
All right. All right. So the veil is lifted. You know, many people around the world want to get a picture of you. You're aware of that, right?
I had, did hear that there are a lot of reporters in the beginning.
Poor woman, bro. Poor fucking woman.
That's what
bro.
I'm saying, bro. Like
that's OD. Like I didn't expect it to look as bad, like worse than what happened to the fucking like the girl with the dog attack, bro. Because the chimp literally took both her eyes out
and her hands off.
And she's still alive, bro. That's a fuck. How is he still alive?
And the thing is too is she also had like they did a lot of plastic surgery on her face. Like she looks better now.
Yeah.
Than what she did there, but. They tried, they like plastic surgery on her face worked and stuff, but they tried to do like implants for her hands, but like they got infections and stuff. And
it can never work.
She has no hands.
What about her eyes? No, she's blind forever.
Yeah, she's blind.
That's crazy, bro. I was gonna ask you like, how is she now? Like, yeah. Any updates or whatever?
Well, right now, she's like an advocate for like not having wild pets and stuff, and how they shouldn't. Be treated as domestic animals and stuff, and yeah. Just basically kept in the wild where they belong and shit.
Fuck, bro. That shit. Like, I remember hearing about that. Like, whenever it happened, and because I was 14 years ago. I was 10 years old. So yeah, I remember seeing it on the news. Obviously my mom seeing it on television or whatever.
You saw that shit on the news?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I don't. What the fuck?
Because like it was the times where like whenever we would Whenever we would eat, we would, like, watch TV also, like, in the living room and shit. And, like, sometimes the news will pop up or, like, it would be, like, a highlight of what's to come for the news or whatever, and it popped up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Bro, that shit was everywhere, I'm pretty sure, at that time, bro.
I remember this, bro. Like, it's not my first time hearing about Damn, bro, it's crazy how you, like, saw it when it first was, like a story, you know, headline and shit.
But that was intense, and then I'm gonna get into something not really as intense, but it's fucking trippy as fuck once you know a bunch of shit to it, bro. So what I'm gonna be talking about is the movie The Crow, specifically Brandon Lee's death or incident, and also the Crow incident. Some people say that this movie is one of the most cursed movies to come out or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know, or for those who know, you guys know that The Crow. Like, how good the movie is. Like, if you remember it, it's a fucking amazing movie. I watched it recently. Definitely one of my favorite comic book movies. Movie recommendation. It's going to be 30 years since it came out this year.
Sheesh.
And it still holds up, bro. Better than most comic book movies out right now. So definitely I would suggest to watch it. But for the people who don't know what The Crow is, the movie was based off a graphic novel, and the movie follows a rock and roll guitar player named Eric Draven, who was murdered and then resurrected by a crow and seeked revenge for the motherfuckers who killed him and his wife. And Brandon Lee, the son of Bruce Lee, was supposed to star as The Crow, the main character of the movie. And it was supposed to be his breakout film, but unfortunately, during filming, like the last stages of production... he ended up getting shot and killed in the scene. I don't know if you remember in the beginning of the movie where after he's resurrected, he goes up to the tower and he starts getting these flashbacks and he sees what happens to him and his wife, him being stabbed and then him being forced to watch the criminals and assault her.
I remember, yeah.
I'm going to like just show you just so you can have an even better idea what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to show you guys too.
Thank you.
So this scene was actually a retake of the original scene. That's not how the original scene was supposed to be. So the original scene was supposed to have him walking in with shopping bags. And then the blonde guy, his name is Fun Boy. He was played by an actor named Michael Massey. And he was supposed to shoot him as he opened the door into the room, shoot him in either the chest or the abdomen area or whatever. And they already had filmed that before. So, like, this was, like, during the end production stages. You know how in movies they film the action scenes first and then, like, the dialogue after because it's less taxing on the body and stuff? So they had that. They already filmed it, but they had called Brandon Lee in again basically to reshoot it because the opening wasn't up to par to what they wanted. They weren't satisfied with the opening or whatever. So whatever, that scene, like I said, they were doing it and the prop gun that Michael Massey was using was not checked properly because it was supposed to only have blanks in it. While this gun did have blanks in it, it also had an actual bullet in it. And once he shot it, he fell back and...
They thought he was acting.
They thought he was just going along with the scene and stuff. And it took them about 10 minutes to realize, yo, he's not joking. Like, they start seeing a pool of blood start to form under his body on the floor. And then they finally realize the severity of the situation. They rush him to the hospital where he underwent surgery for 6 hours. So the bullet had hit an artery in Lee's stomach, which eventually lodged against his spine. And he had lost so much blood that he needed 60 pints of blood in order to continue the treatment. And unfortunately, he ended up dying. After his death, a bunch of conspiracies, a bunch of theories
came out.
People were talking about how he died or why he died. So the first theory was that his death was the cause of a family curse.
I heard about that.
So there was a lot of creepy stuff that happened during filming. Day one of production, a crane worker that was working on the set accidentally collided with a group of power lines, sending a electric shock through his body. The electric shock was so strong and quick that nearly all of his organs were burned. He did end up surviving, but after that same day, an equipment truck got on fire. And more stuff started happening during the filming, like a bunch of stuntmen were injured. Apparently some were killed. I don't know how much of that is true, but basically a bunch of shit was happening during production. And also, the one coincidence that makes this shit like trippy and eerie and why people believe it was a family curse. So Bruce Lee, right? He had a movie called Game of Death. And in that movie, his character gets shot with a real bullet instead of a fake bullet. And it's him basically acting in a movie within a movie. And the coincidence that was one of Bruce Lee's final films before he died. And also, Bruce Lee died 6 days before his breakout film, Enter the Dragon. And Enter the Dragon was supposed to make Bruce Lee one of the first Chinese actors to actually become a Hollywood star. And again, Brandon Lee ended up dying in this movie. A
couple days before his breakout movie.
This was supposed to be his breakout film, bro. Because it did really good in the box office. He did really good in the movie. And also, another theory that people were saying that why Brandon Lee died and why Bruce Lee died was because of the Triads. This was a Chinese gangster group. They supposedly held a grudge against the Lee family for refusing to star in any of the films that they funded or produced. And also, the way Bruce Lee died, it was kind of sus. Apparently, Bruce Lee died from a cerebral edema, which was swelling in the brain caused by accumulation of excess fluid in the brain tissues. And the night of his death, his head was hurting, so he took an aspirin, which caused an allergic reaction, and that's what killed him. And also, the fact that he was teaching a lot of Chinese secrets to foreign societies, basically showing the ways of their people and stuff to the outside world besides them. And that's what people believe still to this day, that either it was a family curse or it was a setup by the Triads. Yeah.
Dang.
And also, I want to show you a clip that I saw. I'm gonna show you two clips. So it's also eerie because before the movie came out too, you know how like they have interviews while they're filming and stuff. This was what Brandon Lee had said before everything, bro. Like one of his last ever interviews.
Because we do not know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. And yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, an afternoon that is so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more? Perhaps not even that. How many more times will you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. and yet it all seems limitless.
He talks OD like his dad, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
The same pauses and the same, like maybe once. He has his pauses and shit. And like, Oh, nah, bro. It's funny because I've been knowing about this shit, but I just didn't know, like, why. It's because I always used to think that one of the scenes was him dying.
Oh, yeah. That was also a misconception, too, with a lot of people thinking that the actual, like, scene of him getting shot and dying was in the film.
Yeah, that's...
But, yeah, it was never in the film. And people also believe that was the deleted scene as well, but that scene never came out to the public. It got destroyed, and it's never gonna, like, see the day of
life. Yeah, because I remember my mom and my brother used to be like, oh, there. That's when he died.
Yeah. But this is, like, basically showing an example of how the revolver ended up, like, killing him. Yeah, bro. And it's also crazy too, cause so that day when they were shooting that scene, the firearm technician, he was sent home early that day, and like the person that who was inspecting the gun for the scene wasn't even like a firearm technician. He was just like an intern.
Nah, and, like, that was a setup, bro.
Yeah, bro, and like they were just rushing to get the scene done, and like they basically were cutting corners. And just didn't really, like, care about
it's safety. Also crazy how they say that if there's a crow around, it's a sign of death. Which is something eerie as well.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like that was a setup, to be honest.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think it was just, like, a tragic accident?
I don't know. Like, bro, come on, bro. Like, there's no way somebody fucks up that bad, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the same incident that I talked about, the helicopter and shit.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't really take protocols like that seriously.
So maybe it wasn't a setup, it was just them not being cautious enough.
But what about the family curse?
Could be that too, bro.
Because, bro, the whole coincidence with the movie.
Yeah.
Like the Bruce Lee made.
Maybe somebody did put a curse on them, bro.
You think so?
Yeah. Too much hate going their way and shit.
That's just trippy as fuck, bro. When I saw, like, the... Like, when I saw everything, because I didn't know about, like, no family curse or anything like that, bro. So, when I saw it, I was like, no fucking way, bro.
This is kind of a shorter topic before I get into the long topic and stuff. But basically, what I'm going to talk about is something that dates back to the 1700s.
Okay.
So, I'm going to talk about Los Vigilantes Oscuros, or the Dark Watchers. And basically in Santa Lucia Mountains, since the 1700s, a bunch of people have reported basically seeing these figures in, like, the top of the mountains and stuff with, like, long arms, long legs, and basically just a fucking shadow.
Yeah.
Which kind of reminds me of, like, the story, like, that they told us in the Kickback Crew when we were over there.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, somebody that watches them from the window outside. That kind of looks like Slender Man and shit. And basically, like, other people report seeing a shadow figure, but this time it has a cloak, like, basically, like, a veil over, and a staff. But the reason why it dates back to the 1700s is because Spanish settlers, when they were first arriving here in the States and stuff, they were crossing over the mountains and stuff, and they were saying that they would see these shadows. And they were protecting, like, the mountains and shit.
Yeah.
And they are the ones who nicknamed them Los Vigilantes Oscuros. That's why it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just kind of like a legend, an urban legend. Yeah. That if you go up to the Santa Lucia Mountains, you'll see shadows and stuff.
Fuck that, bro. I'm never going to the mountains. Fuck that shit, bro.
And basically just people watching you and stuff, or dark spirits watching you, shadows, whatever you want to call them.
You think that's true?
I don't know, bro. I've never been there, but like, I feel like it might be true, bro.
Crazy thing is, like, the next thing I'm going to talk about revolves mountains and stuff and, like, mysterious shit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, that was a short topic and stuff. Yeah. I'm saving my long one for the end.
All right, so what I'm going to talk about is, are you familiar with the missing 411 cases?
The missing what?
411. No? So, for those who don't know, missing 411.
411?
411.
Oh.
411. I found out about missing 411 through Mr. Ballin, like, especially through the pandemic. Like, whenever like I discovered him, I would just binge watch his videos, and he came out with this talking about this stuff like that. But missing 411 refers to a series of unsolved cases of people who mysteriously vanished in national parks, forests across North America. Obviously, it's common for people to get lost in, like, the woods, forests, and stuff, because it's fucking huge, right?
Yeah, bro, you could, like, fall on the wrong side, you could fucking get eaten by an animal, too.
But it's just the way they went missing, and, like, how they were found, how their remains were found, how their bodies were found.
So they were dead.
Yeah. But, like, it's the way this disappeared as well, because, like, bro, let's say we went to the forest. You could be watching me, 1 second, you look away, you look back, and I'm gone. Those are the type of cases that...
Yo.
Yeah, bro. It's weird. And this happened all over. There's, like, thousands of cases like this. And there was a retired police detective. His name was David Politis. He began researching these disappearances. And eventually, he ended up coming across these cases and said how it's crazy. It's scary how similar they are. Like, each case or whatever. And he ended up making 4 books called Missing 411, where he talks about thousands of cases like this where they just disappear out of nowhere and their bodies, their remains are just found in a different area that they're not supposed to be. And also, like this one case about a guy, and his name is Aaron Hedges. So, back in 2014, specifically September 3rd of 2014... he was elk hunting in the Crazy Mountains in Montana. And he was really familiar with this specific area.
Yeah.
Like, knew it like the back of his hand, bro. He would always go there to hunt. So
there's no way he could just get lost.
No, bro. Like, and he even set up, like, these caches. I don't know if you know what those are. You know what those are?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so he would set up caches up.
That's mad.
Nah, cause some people don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
No. That's mad crazy.
Why?
It's foreshadowing what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, he would set up caches on different parts of the area just so, like, it has, like, necessities that he might need, like sleeping bags, food, water, stuff like that, bro.
Mm.
And he got so familiar to the point where, like, he didn't need a map to know where the fuck he was. He just had to look at a certain thing and be like, oh, I'm right here. It's fine.
Yeah, so he knew the area, man.
Yeah,
good.
Bro. So he ended up going with two of his close friends on a hiking trip to that area. And they were going to go set up camp at a lake. The lake was called Campfire Lake. The way to get to it, you had to hike. You couldn't just drive up to the spot. You had to hike, go through, like, the wooded area or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were going to go with 2 horses and a pack mule. And on the pack mule, Aaron had put a bunch of their gear and stuff. And they were on their way. Everything seemed normal until the pack mule ended up getting spooked out from something. They didn't know what. And I'm getting spooked, running away, dropping their gear on the floor. They picked up whatever they could, and then they just was like, you know what, fuck it, we'll just go to the spot. We'll see how it goes. And it was good for the first 2 days. And then on the 3rd day, Aaron decides, you know what, I'm just going to go to a cache. I'm going to go get a sleeping bag, get some other materials that we might need. I'm going to come back. He ends up going, and a couple hours later, one of his friends ends up talking to him on the walkie-talkie. And this specific, like, walkie-talkie or radio has, like, a screen. So whenever you talk, it shows the GPS coordinate of that specific other person's walkie-talkie. So whenever he looked at it, it was weird because Aaron said he was going to go north to a cache. But on the map, he went east far east from the cache he was supposed to go. And then whenever like they got in contact with him, he was like, "Oh, sorry guys, I went the wrong way on accident. I'm trying to find the trail to go back to the cache or whatever."
But how would he get lost like that?
Exactly, because he knows the spot. Well, how would he get lost, right? So again, that's weird. But again, they didn't think anything of it because they heard him. So they probably just thought that he would be fine. Because again, they thought he knows where the fuck he's at. And then hours go by, and then the nighttime comes. He hasn't came back. They radio in, no answer. And then they realize that they can't really get help because it will take days for them to go get police. So instead, they just waited till the morning to go and look for him. That morning comes. They go out look for him and stuff. They go to where the GPS showed. And they see no sign of him anywhere, bro. Nothing. Since they found nothing, they eventually ended up calling the authorities. The authorities threw a massive search. And within that massive search, like a snowstorm hit. Literally right then and there. So within the first 12 hours, there was snow being dumped on the floor. Ended up being like at least 2 feet. No, 2 feet big or whatever. And then with the snow, it was kind of hard for him to find evidence or find anything on where he might be.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until, I believe, the 9th. So this is already like 6 days after, like, he's been missing and stuff. On the 9th of September, they end up finding his boots, like, neatly up. Like, somebody intentionally put it there. And next to his boots was a campfire. A pack of cigarettes that were his, and this Camelback water container that was next to the campfire in his boots as well. Oh, and it showed no signs of his body anywhere in that specific area, but it was weird because those same people that found those things, they said that they were in the area before and they didn't see anything. Like, for those 2 days that they were looking for him, they did not see
that shit just appeared.
Yes, bro. So it was weird, but again, they just continued to search for him. And it wasn't until 9 months later where there was this guy who was, like, living at a specific house or whatever, like, in that countryside. And yeah. He ended up seeing, like, an orange vest, like, next to a tree. He went. That's where his orange hunting vest was found and his backpack. His backpack had his belongings, his wallet, like, necessities in there and stuff like that, money, a gun, a loaded gun. And there was like something to pour an energy drink in, so he, like, he could just sit down and watch. But the tree where he was at, it made no sense why it would be there, because he sees people. You could see houses. You could see people. Why didn't he go get help? And his backpack was found 6 miles from where the boots were found. So again, how the fuck would he...
Yeah, was he walking with no boots and shit?
Exactly. And again, even in the beginning, bro, why would he take off, like, his shoes when it's snowing? That also could be a sign of hypothermia, because that does happen. Like, whenever you're suffering from hyperthermia, you start stripping down your clothes and stuff. So that's what people started saying. And then a year later, some horseback riders were riding in that area as well, where the backpack was found. And they ended up finding a human skull around that area as well. And again, they ended up calling the police. It did end up being Aaron Hedges' skull.
What?
With his skeleton remains scattered on the floor as well. And still to this day, they don't know how the fuck he moved from there 6 miles.
And why was it just his fucking skeleton and shit?
And his feet was never found. His bones for his feet was not there. They can never find his feet. Yeah. So it's weird, bro. A lot of people think, like, oh, alien abductions, this and that. But, again, nobody, even, like, people who are skeptics in this type of things, like, who are like, oh, maybe he just, like, got murdered or whatever. They can't figure out, like, how this could happen, bro.
Yeah, how would they miss the person that, like, did it? They were, like, going through where he was and shit. And then, like...
But 6 miles is crazy, though, bro.
Yeah, 6 miles is very, very long. Like, OD. Bro, it's OD. And walking with no shoes, bro. I'm pretty sure at one point you would have, like, froze even before you got to the 6 mile point, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And like his body would have at least been close to where his boots and campfire was.
And
it would be not just a skeleton, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it would probably be a little bit decomposed and shit, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, actually. But his bones are, like, not, like, in one piece, right? They were, like...
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he got fucking, like, dumped. Chopped up, yeah.
And, like, got dumped somewhere, yeah. And I want to show you a photo of, not of the this. Skeleton? Not of this, bro. Not of this, bro. So...
I was going to say,
the reason why I started mentioning it missing 411 was because... I don't know if NASA just released this, but there was this map, this UFO, like a map that shows
the sightings, UFO sightings,
yeah, UFO sightings or whatever. So I want to show you that, and also I'm gonna show you the missing 411 map, and they look extremely similar, bro, like scary, bro. So this is the map of like all the missing people and shit, the missing 411 map. Yeah, I've
seen this before.
Yeah, and then this is. All the UFO sightings.
Yeah, and then the cave systems is the same.
Yeah, it's like around like this area as well. That's fucking eerie, bro. That's creepy, bro. A lot, again, people say maybe because it's the most populated areas and stuff.
Bro, the cave systems are the same too, bro.
Yeah. What do you think all this shit means, though? Alien abductions?
There's probably something hidden, bro. What if it's not aliens? What if it's some Bigfoot or like some
cryptid
creatures, bro?
Yeah. So people like. I also theorize that as well. Cryptids, alien abductions, or just like they were murdered.
It could have been alien abductions as well, bro, because why are the feet missing? It makes it's kind of weird coincidences, bro. Feet, boots. That seems like something has to do with it, you know what I'm saying? And like, it seems like they try to make it seem like he died on his own because of the cold and shit.
But
it
makes no sense because he knew this place. Like the back of his hand, bro. He knew what the fuck. He knew where he was,
and
bro.
The fact that he was chopped up and stuff, like, no feet as well, bro. It's kind of weird and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's. Did he have clothes when they found his body or?
Nah. Well, it wasn't even his body. It was just a skeleton, like bones.
So what the fuck were his clothes too?
I don't know. Again, if you guys like the whole 411 case, because there's a lot, bro. I'm about to purchase the books so I could read them.
Yeah.
Because I know Mr. Ballin has said a lot of them, but I would love to say the ones that he didn't say so far.
To get into it?
To get into it or whatever.
That's OD rabbit hole, bro.
That right is, there. Bro. It's OD. Bro, because that motherfucker, he got, whatchamacallit? Because the only reason why he got into this was because a National Guard or a National Range officer or whatever. Told him about it. Like, hey, you should look into these missing cases because you're a detective and I feel like it's something they should look into.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the case I talked about with the guy. Same, like, in the snow. He appeared, like, a couple miles out, like, but, like,
Record Webb?
Yeah. No. His footsteps and then they suddenly stopped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, again, same thing with Record Webb.
Yeah, him too.
Bro, there's a lot. There's a lot. And there's a lot of cases like this, bro. Weird cases like this, bro. So if you guys do want us to get more into 411, bro, let me know and I will definitely go through that rabbit hole and purchase the book and talk about more.
What I hate is like how there's no like explanation, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro, it's just like that's all we get.
It's up to like us to like
try to figure out
what could have happened and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Damn. That was pretty intense. So. You don't have anything else, right?
Nah, that's all my shit, bro. All
right, so to finish it off and stuff, I know you've been wanting me to talk about this case. The Bucket Serial Killer, Israel Keyes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was doing a lot of crime before his final crime. He was, like, robbing banks. He apparently, like, essayed a girl before, and mm-hmm. he had committed a couple murders. Nobody knows his actual, like, number of victims, because... All the victims that he said he killed and he had supposedly killed people, they never found the bodies and they could never link it to, like, people actually being missing.
Yeah.
But basically, Samantha Koenig,
mm-hmm.
An 18-year-old girl from Anchorage, Alaska, she was basically his last victim. And this happened on February 1st, 2012, on a Common Grounds coffee stand. Basically, how it happened is that he came in. Actually, nah. This shit was planned, though. So, basically, what he would do is... He was a very calculated person.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to different spots in the United States. And he would basically not stalk for people. He would basically try to find the easiest spot to kill somebody. So, like...
he would go to different spots, be like, oh, like, there's not that many people around here in this area. Spots. He was basically checking for hunting spots, bro.
Yeah.
And he found that spot, and the Common Grounds coffee stand, they would close later than any other coffee, like, spots and shit in Alaska, right? So he went, and around 8 p.m., he was listening to the radio, right? Oh, like, the cop radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized that, oh, like, at 8 p.m., something was happening, like, on the other side of the town.
So this side would be clear of cops?
Exactly.
Fuck, bro. What the fuck?
So he went. He went to into the coffee shop, and he said he didn't know how many people were inside. It was only her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered an Americano. She prepared it and stuff, whatever. And then when she turned back to give it to him so he could pay, he had a gun out.
Fuck.
He's basically like, oh, like, turn off the lights. She turns off the lights. He ends up jumping over the counter. He tells her to go on her knees, right? And she's like, oh, like, my dad is going to be here any minute and shit. He hesitated for a little, but then he just ended up taking her to the car. He took her to the car, and he was just like, I'm going to take you for ransom. That's what he said. Like, yeah. I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to use you for ransom.
Okay.
So, boom. They go in the car and stuff. He ends up taking her to his shed, which was literally right next to his house,
mm-hmm.
which he had prepped before he did anything. He had prepped it with two heaters so it would be nice and warm, and tarp on the floor
mm-hmm.
for any blood, right? So, what he did is he left her in there, and basically... He went inside, and the first thing he said is, if you scream,
I'm going to kill you.
Kill you. Yeah, so he turned on the radio to make sure she didn't make any noises.
Wait, well, did he have, like, people in his actual house, or did they live by itself?
No, so he actually had a wife and a daughter.
Fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah, so while this was going on, bro, they didn't notice anything. Like,
he nothing?
Did, nah, bro, nothing. They didn't even notice that he brought
the girl
Samantha inside the shed. They didn't notice anything, so... He turned on the radio. He got a little bit of info on where her debit card was. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess her wallet. He got that info. He basically left her in there and said not to make a noise and just stay quiet and just stay inside there. He left. He ended up breaking into her boyfriend's car. Stole her wallet where her debit card was. Which was his plan to get the debit card and basically ask for ransom money, right?
Yeah.
And then he went back to the house. He drank a cup of wine. Went back into the shed.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up assaulting her and choked her to death.
Oh, so, what the fuck?
Yeah, so he choked her to death. He ended up wrapping her inside the tarp. And then he just stuffed her inside a cabinet.
Yeah.
The next day, bro, this motherfucker literally had booked a cruise in advance. He went on a cruise. He flew all the way to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
He took the cruise and shit. He was chilling and stuff.
Wait, with his family?
No, by himself.
What the fuck, okay?
Yeah, so by himself. And then he ended up going to Texas after the cruise, bro. He robbed the bank.
No fucking way.
He went inside a house to rob the house and burn the house down as well.
And he didn't get caught from that?
So this whole time he wasn't getting caught. The main reason why he wasn't getting caught is because he was like, bro, like going all over the United States, bro. He was never doing crime in a certain area. He was doing it differently every single time. And that's why he had, like, the infamous buckets, the bucket serial killer, because he had different, like, caches or different buckets all over the United States with, like, guns, tape, knives, rope, basically, like, murder bins, right?
Yeah.
And after he did all those crimes with the robbing the bank and shit like that, he ended up coming back home on February 19th. He grabbed her frozen body, right? Because the shed was colder in Alaska, bro. It's fucking brick over there, right? It's cold. Yeah. Grabbed her corpse. Ended up having sex with it. Then a few days later, after he did that, he ended up putting makeup on her. Put makeup on her to make it seem like she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
He also sewed her eyes open with fish line to make sure, like, it seemed like he was alive, right? She was alive.
Yeah.
And that's when he took the picture. Because remember, he said, I'm going to take you for ransom. So that's where the infamous picture comes up, which I'm going to show you now.
Fuck.
So you guys can see the picture as well. this is the picture right here.
Bro, what the fuck?
So she's dead at that point, bro.
Yeah. And she's supposedly holding in the newspaper.
Yeah, so she's holding the newspaper for like, it was a recent newspaper.
So they can know that she was alive, quote unquote.
Yeah, so he basically took the picture.
Yeah.
He wrote a ransom note to the family saying that she's alive. All we need is $30,000 deposited to her bank account and we'll let her go. And the way that the family obtained the picture and the ransom note is that through her phone, mm-hmm. she texted her boyfriend that, like the directions of where to look, right? So they just sent, oh, dog park at this location, go.
That's it?
That's all that was. So he ended up going and he saw the picture with the ransom note, right? So days pass after that ransom note. He ends up chopping up her body and throws it inside like a lake near where they live and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then in March, literally early March 7th, he went to Las Vegas and he used her debit card.
And that's where they call him?
So this is where they started getting suspicious of like, oh, like now we know where to look, right? Or like they started seeing that somebody's active using her debit card. He extracted $400 from her account, and the security cameras saw a white Ford Focus, which ended up being a Ford Focus that he ended up running out. So he was renting to go all over. And then again, he ended up using the ATM in Texas, and the card was used again 2 days later, March 9th. And that's when the authorities were like basically alerted the Texas authorities, like, oh, be on the lookout for a white Ford Focus, because it was the same vehicle. And the same security cameras, the security cameras capturing the same vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Then on March 13th, a Texas Highway Patrol officer had seen a white Ford Focus. So he got kind of suspicious. He saw it by a motel. So he just stopped and waited. Then when Israel Keys, he left, got inside the white Ford Focus.
He followed him?
Started following him. So he wasn't really like, he had no reason to stop him. So he was just following. But then he ended up going like three miles per hour over the speed limit.
Mm.
So he had a reason to stop him. He stopped him, pulled him over. That's when he realized, oh shit, this guy has an Alaska license plate.
Which means
it could be him. He called for backup and shit. And they took him in. And what they found inside his car was stained money, which happens whenever you rob a bank. Let's say you rob a bank now. Like, the money in there has a certain type of, like, if you, so it's packaged, right? It's packaged mm-hmm. a certain way. If you try to rip it open, a blue ink gets released. So it stains the money. And it's easier for, like cops or, detectives. Like, detectives to realize that it's stolen money from a bank. Yeah, because every single bank does that and shit. So, boom, he had stained money, which is from the bank robberies. He had a mask that he used to get money from the ATM that you could see through security cameras and shit. He had a gun and her credit card, her debit card.
Yeah.
So, on March 31st, he ended up admitting to everything. He's like, yeah, I abducted her. Like, I killed her and stuff. And he was basically saying, like, I'm going to tell you all the details and shit as long as you don't let it out to the press, because I don't want my daughter to hear about what I just did and shit. But he ended up confessing to, like, other murder cases that were never, like, fully solved because they could never find the bodies. They didn't even know who the people were or names or anything like that.
You just said I killed this person in this area, or?
Yeah, exactly. Because at one point, he was living in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said that he killed like four people in Washington State because from 2001 to 2012, he was killing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But from 2001 to 2007, he was living in Washington State. And 2007 is when he moved to Alaska.
Mm.
So, he was apparently killing people and stuff. And basically how the story ends is he was trialed. Obviously, he was going to like do life in prison and shit. And officer that was patrolling like the cells and stuff ended up seeing like a red streak on the floor. They go inside, they see Israel Keys like face down with like the bed sheet like holding him like this.
Oh, he hung himself.
And they ended up like seeing that under his body was a pencil with a razor on it. He ended up slitting his wrists and choking himself to death, and he died. What? He killed himself. And what they found too is they found a note, which was a suicide note, and it just had 11 skulls on it.
The victims.
So they're saying that it was possibly 11 plus Samantha, 12 victims and shit.
That he just left it as a confession.
So he basically confessed to 12 murder cases or 11. Like they don't know which one it is, but he was a serial killer.
That's fucked, bro.
Yeah, but it was so crazy how like he wasn't just a serial killer; he was a bank robber, burglar, like arsonist, because he was fucking lighting shit on fire. And
bro, even the fucking picture.
Yeah, that's disturbing right there, bro. And it looks like she's alive, bro. It looks like a picture, like a normal picture, bro.
Like it looks like she has like obviously you could tell her makeup was fucked up. But, like, it looks like just because she's been there for, like, a long time and just been, like, abused or whatever. But, fuck. I remember seeing that specific picture, but, like, I never really knew the backstory to it, so.
Yeah, bro. It's, like, one of those pictures, like, oh, like, it looks creepy, but you don't know. And then you know the background. It's just, like.
Like, the memes, like, the people who know, the people that don't.
Yeah.
That's so fucked, bro.
She was dead for 2 weeks, bro.
Damn.
Yo, that's fucking insane.
So with that, guys, that concludes episode 95. That concludes the creepy fucked up shit or whatever.
Yo, I'm fucking tired.
Yo, it's yeah, we're, it's 3:40 right now. 3:40 in the morning. We're just finishing this, and yeah. Before we do end the podcast, we will be doing Patreon shoutouts.
Shout out to the Patreons and stuff. We got 36 members. Please, guys, join the Patreon. We're gonna be doing a lot of reactions. We keep saying this and stuff.
But it's true.
But it's facts. So, shout out to FC Cruz 76, Brandon aka Sheets, Angel Garcia, DJ Chris, Damika Buqua, Elias Luera, Z33 Chico, Vanessa Cortez, Jay, Juan Medina, Jesus Chavez, Dragon430, Isabel Adilén, Maribela Lara, Elizabeth Carrillo Diaz, Lexi underscore Lou, Statics33 on IG, Rosa Milano, Kevin Camazo Querido, Katsuki Jackstra, what?
No, continue.
Alex LeBron, Desi Johnson, Alex Manriquez, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Aurel Bavera, Abel Mendoza, Ziev Zeus, Miguelito, Bull Jimenez.
And that space guy.
That space guy. Oh, Jennifer Montalongo, Shallon underscore 16.
And that space guy.
Michael Linares and that
space guy. And that space guy. We fucking love you guys. And before we do it, I also want to give an Instagram shout out. Shout out to, I believe it's Jenny, but your Instagram is J.ENNIIVXX. And you say, hey guys, I love every episode. I always listen to y'all while I'm at work. Always makes my day shorter at work. Y'all keep up with the good work. Can't wait for the next episode. And it says, que Dios siempre los cuide mucho, ustedes y su familia. Nunca pierden la esperanza. Saludos desde, I think that's South Carolina, I believe. It says SC. I'm not too familiar with my, like, states abbreviations or whatever.
Could be South Carolina, yeah.
But shout out to you. And shout out to everybody that, you know, that has been showing love and shit. And the hint for next week on my end is going to be Pig.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like I already know, like, something's just gonna happen.
And if you got to this point, comment down the crow.
Yo, and hold on. Before, like, we stop the episode, it is 3 a.m. Ooh, spooky hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just saying. Yo, I don't know why I had to say that, bro.
Blood is tired, bro. Bro is tired. But it's understandable. Fuck it. We had a. Bro, no matter what.
How are you not tired, bro?
It's because I sleep late.
Motherfucker, you got insomnia, bro. It's past, bro, sleeping time, bro. Like,
I definitely do have insomnia.
In, like, 3 hours, it's wake-up time, bro, for certain people. Bro, in, like, 20 minutes, some people wake up right now.
Is it GG's for me, bro? Anyways, I fucking love you guys. We'll see you on episode 96. And do not let this podcast go.
Ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify Single Dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.